where we start off with a couple surveyors, but then we get things under control, and we really seem to have that down. I know Coach Jensko is focused on that quite a bit here at the end of the season, and the girls have been doing a great job of knowing how important it is to get that first serve in.
Speaking of Coach Jensko, we'll be talking to her just a little bit later on here before the match. But, you know, I was able to watch that final regional game against Woodward Granger. The girls started out very, very quickly with a 25-19 win there in the first game. And then it was 25-18. They could have put them away a little bit earlier than that particular game. But the thriller, Jeff, was game three, match three. Set three, 25-23. They let them hang around for a little bit longer than we would have liked, but they got the job done in the end. But this team seems to be able to take care of business when they need to.
Yeah, look out, Pat. Look out. Hot shots coming at you. Now, these girls have done a great job of hanging in there when they need to. They've had some runs where their communication and a little bit out of sync, but they've done a good job to right the ship and hang on to get those victories.
All right. As I mentioned a little while ago, we chatted with head coach Gladys Jensko just before the match here. Let's send it back to the studio for that interview.
Hi, everybody. This is Pat Powers back here at the U.S. Cellular Youth Center in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, getting ready for the 2014 Girls State Volleyball Tournament. With me is Coach Gladys Jensko prior to the match with Unity Christian. And, Coach, just a quick congratulations on the season at hand. 35-2 on the year. You had to be pleased with another conference championship.
Oh, yeah. It's been a great, interesting season, and everybody's excited. You know, coming into the season, you know, we had some high expectations, and, you know, being coming off of that semifinal round that we had last year at the state tournament, I think gave us kind of that open door that, you know, there's a lot of things that are possible. And here it is at the end of the season, and we are here, and we've met that goal so far. So, you know, we're looking forward to, you know, taking on the challenges that, you know, that's up here at the U.S. Cellular Center, and we're ready to come here for a win.
During the season, there was a couple of games during the season that you tried to get the girls to play to better competition. You had a match against Ankeny Centennial. You also had a match against Harlan later on in the season. And those could do nothing but make you guys get a little bit better playing the big kids on the block, so to speak, on a bigger school and a bigger class.
Yeah, that's something, you know, within our schedule, you know, you try to put together a schedule that gives you a lot of challenges. And this year we knew going in that, going to that Southeast Polk tournament, it had a goal of we wanted to win it. And, you know, we went in winning our pool, did well, and, you know, got paired up against Ankeny Centennial, which at that time they were rated number one in Class 5A. And we put up a good fight. I mean, I think actually our girls were kind of surprised themselves as to, you know, the abilities that came out of them at that time. And I think that kind of just set our sail there a little bit, be able to keep going down the road and playing those tough teams at that level to be successful. You know, going on to, you know, next tough tournament played at the Ottumwa tournament. You know, there's some couple teams there that gave us some challenges and, you know, rallied in and won that one and went on to the Newton tournament where we knew that Harlan, you know, was the favorite to beat there and came up against them, just kind of fell a little bit short. And, you know, but we knew that, you know, playing to our A-level game that, you know, we could do some good damage. And by the time we got to our last tournament of the year that we were looking forward to of playing Holy Trinity, that A game came out. You know, everybody was on all cylinders. They played well, and we came out victorious on the match. Even though we lost the first game, you know, I think that just totally mentality-wise sometimes can make or break a team. But it made us. It made us dig down and, you know, show them what we really had, and we came out victorious in that tournament, and that was exciting. I think that just really opened the door to postseason play.
Now 35-2 on the season heading into this game shortly with Unity Christian, there's got to be a turning point somewhere on the season. And but with all of those victories, it might be kind of hard to pinpoint one. But did you see in your mind when there was a time when the kids thought that they had reached their peak.
Well, I, like I said, that Holy Trinity match, I think, was so crucial for us because, you know, they're a tough ball team. You know, they've got all-around good athletes, and Michaela Frakey, who is just outstanding, playing for Nebraska next year, and that was, you know, our key player to focus on because she plays all the way around, and she's a threat all the way around. And you know, we knew that, you know, we had girls that, besides Carly Taylor, we have, you know, Taylor Leffler, McKinley Moore, Sadie Boffer. We've got those variety of girls that can, you know, play very well. And at that level, they did play well that night, and they all played well. And I think that was our big key to our success because a lot of times, you know, Carly Taylor, she's our go-to girl. Sadie Boffer on the outside because a lot of times, you know, depending on what your passing game is, you know, your outsides kind of dictate a lot of what happens. But we were able to pass well. We dug well. And, you know, we got the ball in different positions where we needed to, you know, to draw off the blocks and be able to get a ball down.
In the 2A category in which the girls will be participating in, I looked at quick stats, and I know stats don't mean everything, but it looks like Eddyville Blakesburg Fremont has 11 kills on the per set, which is a pretty decent number, and serving efficiency is a little bit below 90. That's one thing you got to concentrate on as you get into this first game.
Yeah, you know, being aggressive servers as we are, you know, we've got to take those chances, and I think that sometimes reflects a little bit into our serving percentage, but, you know, that's the girls have to serve tough, they have to serve aggressive, and they've got to take those chances. You know, and kill efficiency, you know, like you said, Pat, a lot of those numbers and things that you get on quick stats, it all depends on who you play, who's in your tournaments, who's in your conferences, you know, what's happening. You know, but to look at the numbers compared to Unity Christian, who will play, you know, I think we're pretty similar teams. You know, they have a tall offensive line. We've got a tall offensive line, and it's just going to be who's going to take the match that day.
Looking at the assists, Eddyville Blakesburg is first in the tournament with 10.82. You got to give credit where credit is due. The senior, Paige Schaefer, has been able to be in that position for a number of years, and she's done a great job being a leader as well.
Yeah, you know, Paige has done, you know, a fabulous job this year, and, you know, we have those variety of hitters, too, that can put the ball down, and you know, those hitters also, you know, better the ball every time that they, you know, get the possibility to be able to do that, and plus our passing game really dictates a lot of you know, Paige being able to get those sets to the hitters like we need to.
And then, of course, the killing machine, Carly Taylor, is rated number one in 2A in kills. She's got 412 on the season, and you got to use the strength of her. But as you said earlier, Taylor Leffler has come on strong, and so has Sadie Boffer. So you need to have a well-rounded team on hit on all cylinders on this first game here.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, they obviously know that Carly Taylor is our go-to girl, but, you know, we have those other girls, too, that can step up and hit the ball anytime, too. You know, our passing game has to be on, you know, to be able to deviate that offense a little bit. And, you know, with McKinley Moore that, you know, does a tremendous job there in the middle and slides on the outside. I mean, obviously they've seen that through video, and that's also, a huge weapon. When you've got somebody that, you know, is moving to go get the ball, it's kind of difficult a lot of times to put up that block. But, you know, like I said, you know, all those girls, they know they have the capability of playing very well. They play a lot of selfless volleyball, whatever, you know, we need at the time. And sometimes we need that go-to girl to go to Carly Taylor, or we need something else. If they shut her down, we've got other girls, you know, that can put the ball down too.
All right. And Paige Schaefer is rated number two there in the assists for the 2A, and she's just done a fantastic job. One quick note. I've noticed the maturity level of Hagen Boyer, the sophomore. Last year she was picked on quite a little bit for being a freshman libero, but this year her maturity has shown. She's been able to play a lot of AAU ball this past year, and she's really gotten more experience because of that.
Oh, tremendously. She's played all winter long, you know, and when you play at that higher level all the time, you know, you can't do anything but grow and get better. And that's something that she's done, and she knows that from last year she really needed to work on her mental aspect of the game. And you know, there's always still a lot of work to do in that area, but she's a lot better than she was last year. She actually takes on more of those balls as a challenge now. If she ever doesn't pass well, she, you know, puts the pressure on, but not the pressure that, you know, makes her fold. And I think last year a little bit, I think she kind of struggled that a little bit in our state tournament game. And, you know, but through, you know, that competition and practicing that she's had, you know, for the past year, she's grown and went to that second level. And now she wants to do whatever it takes, you know, for her passes to get there. And because she's the key person that passes a lot of balls being in that libero position.
All right. Unity Christian comes in with a record of 31-5 on the season. Three of those losses to Western Christian, who is on the other half of the bracket here. They also lost to Sioux City Helan, who's also in the state tournament, but then they turned around late in the season to beat them. They've got some tall timber in Anna Keel and Allison Timmermans. They talked about playing a 6-2 setup. What's that going to provide as a challenge for you guys?
Well, actually, you know, to look at them in video, their 6-2 is kind of out of the ordinary of a 6-2. Usually a normal 6-2 offense puts you with three hitters in the front row the entire time and your setter comes out of the back row. But they play just the opposite. Their setters are playing up there on the right side. And so they, you know, actually, you know, only have two hitters primarily most of the time, but they kind of do have an advantage, too, of that setter. You know, she's pretty tall, and, you know, at any time she can just turn and strike the ball, too. So, I mean, that's just kind of a different type of weapon that a lot of teams never have. But, you know, to our advantage, too, we've always got three hitters ready to go all the time. And I think it's just something that hopefully we can take advantage of them only having those two hitters of hopefully they kind of commit blocking to them a little bit because you know primarily where the ball is going to go a lot of times.
Eddie Bell, Lakesburg Fremont, of course, making their second consecutive appearance here at the state tournament and the U.S. Cellular Center. It's been 7 years since Unity Christian has set foot on this floor. It's got to be a play to our advantage to get a win in that first game to put some pressure on them to get the momentum rolling in this game.
Yeah, I think, you know, since we've been there last year, the majority of the girls kind of already know what to expect, so I think those type of jitters aren't going to be there. I think we're just going to have the normal type of jitters that you always have, and, you know, those are good type of things that help drive you through a match. But, you know, hopefully, you know, with that experience, maybe we can jump on them early, because a lot of times in this game it's a matter of momentum and a matter of mentality, and sometimes when you can get in somebody's head and, you know, kind of shut their game down a little bit, that, you know, that helps you drive you along in the match.
We've been talking to Coach Gladys Jensko prior to that Unity Christian ball game. We'll be right back with Rocket Volleyball right here on KIIC 96.7 FM.
Leffler Dirks is there for all your bulldozing, excavating, and tiling needs. Call Chad at 641-226-2231. Leffler Dirks has the latest technology with GPS-guided dozers to provide precise guidance in all your projects. Call Chad at 641-226-2231 for all your earth-moving projects, including ponds and terraces. That's Leffler Dirks at 641-226-2231.
Double D Repair, southeast of Albia, is an ag and construction equipment repair shop. Bring it to us or we'll come to you. Double D has on-site repair. Call 641-777-6754 for line boring, bore welding, and repairs for dozers, excavators, tractors, combines, and all of your large and small equipment repairs. Call Double D Repair, 641-777-6754. I am Dustin Dowdy. I am Double D Repair.
When you do your shopping locally, you get to know the merchant, and the merchant knows you. It's a relationship based on trust and friendship. When you shop locally, you're not only getting the best in personal service, you're also helping our local economy. When it comes to personal service, the choice is easy. Shop locally. First Iowa State Bank, member FDIC. Albia and Eddyville. Then, now, and always.
All right, we are back live here at the U.S. Cellular Center in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, and they are doing the introductions of the team members. Rockets are on the other side. The Unity Christian Knights are right in front of us, and the Rocket faithful that have made the trip is in full force across the way here. It's great to see them. And they're going to be cheering loud and proud for the Rockets as they start this volleyball game. Unity Christian, as I said, comes in with a record of 31-5 on the season. Three of their losses to Western Christian, and then lo and behold, they had a loss against the Sioux City Heelan squad there in Northwest Iowa, and they avenged that loss later on in the season. They've got some tall timber on their front line. They go 6'1", they go 6 foot, and they've got another 5'8", 5'9 gal. So it's going to be a tough game for the Rockets. They've really got to capitalize on their breaks and capitalize on the mistakes that Unity has. And the reason is for that, Unity Christian has a much higher service percentage. You saw that Eddieville Blakesburg Fremont with Coach Jensko stated that their servings percentage is based a little bit on being aggressive, and they've got to utilize that aggressiveness, but get that puppy over the net, because it's vital to get as many points as possible without giving Unity Christian any help whatsoever. Okay, so we are just about ready for the tip-off here. We will have the Star Spangled Banner here at the U.S. Cellular Center. They're going to introduce the referees now. And quite a bit of pageantry here. If you've never been to the U.S. Cellular Center, they've got two courts going on. They've got a large net in between. South Central Calhoun is going to be playing on the other side. And apparently they've already done the Star Spangled Banner. Prior to, there was a ball game at 10 o'clock. As well to this morning, there'll be ball games this afternoon as well. This is the noon start for the volleyball squad, and we're happy that you're here. If you want to get a shout out, we'll give you one. Give me a call at 641-660-7764 for a text, and we will give you a shout out here on the line. And Coach Sands, it's going to be just a fantastic opportunity for these Rockets to make a mark on this tournament. Rockets come in fifth rated in the state. Unity Christian comes in fourth rated in the state. And the Rockets did climb to a fourth highest in the year, but they are settling at number five. And we're just happy to have everybody on board with the high fidelity sound out of KIIC 96.7. Any words of wisdom before we get this puppy underway?
Let's go get one.
All right, let's get three, actually. And come back tomorrow for the semifinal. A year ago, that's what the Rockets did, in fact. They made the semifinal round and losing to eventual champion Dyke New Hartford. The Rockets will serve first. Senior Sadie Boffer to send it over. The Knights in navy-colored blue with their backs to us. The first ball is dug out by the Knights. Pass to their front, just tapped over. Here comes a set by Schaefer and hit by Leffler. It's dug out by the Knights. Leffler tips it over. Knights have it now. They set. Play at the net, and it goes over, and it's a point for Unity as we get started. 1-0 goes Unity Christian. All right. Their first server is going to be Noteboom. She sends it across to Boyer. Set to Schaefer. There's Carly Taylor with the first hit, and it's in. And the Rockets tie it up 1-1. Sarah Mister tuning in early and often here from O'Fallon, Illinois, our first texter on the night or afternoon as the Rockets send it across. There's a big hit. Blocked at the net by the Rockets. A block party, and the ball goes down for a point for the Rockets, 2-1. What a great job by the front line on that one. It looks like it was McKinley Moore and Taylor teamed up for that. The serve hits the net court. Set here, hit over, dug out by the Rockets, into the net, and it's going to be called in the net. Schaefer couldn't help herself, and it's tied at 2 here in the early going. Number 5, Anna Keel, the junior, she's 6'1". hits it over. Dug out by the Rockets. Set by Schaefer. And it's a two-hit on the set by Schaefer. She hit it with both hands. And she couldn't quite get the set on that. 3-2 goes the Knights. You don't want them to run away with it. Keel hits it over. Set by the Rockets. They got to hit it over nice and easy. Dug out by the libero of the Knights. Big old pass. Tipped at the net. Here it comes over for the Unity Christian. And they get it over. They find the floor. Nice job by number three, Timmermans. And she was able to get a point there. Rockets down 4-2. Here as Keel sends it over. And there is a whistle. And she served before they got the call, I think. All right. Keel, right from the center of the back row, hits it. Schaefer with the set. A big old smash by Carly Taylor. She reared back and hit that one with the Thor hammer that time.
Yeah, you talked about her being the number one, having the number one kills in Class 2A, and she showed it right there with a nice set in the middle and a big swing.
All right, all the Tri-County workers say good luck, girls. Thank you for listening in on KIIC Thunder Country 96.7 as that ball is hit out by the Rockets. 5-3 goes the Knights. They need a side out here as Timmermans sends it over. Dug out. Paige Schaefer with the set. Tapped over. It's curling on the line. Taylor gets it. Hit to Carly Taylor. It's dug out by the Knights. Pass ahead. It's dug out by the Rockets. Schaefer with the back set. McKinley Moore with the hit. Dug out by the Knights. Pass it ahead. And she hits it into the net. The Rockets are down now 5-4 here as Timmermans couldn't get the right lift on it. And she hit in the net.
Yeah, pretty good rally both times on both sides of the net. Defensively getting the ball back in play. Timmermans just couldn't get that last one over.
Carly Taylor with the serve. Sends it across. Hit by the Knights. Hit ahead, and there's a spike. Oops, she must have been into the net. A point to the Rockets. 5-5, they tied it up.
The ball didn't get over.
Pardon me?
The ball didn't get over. She hit it into the net again.
Oh, excellent. All right, here comes Carly Taylor again. Dug out by the Knights. Hit up ahead. Dug out by the Rockets. Misplayed, and the Knights are going to get another point. Dimitri Boyer listening in, checking out on little sister Hagen Boyer. Thanks for listening in on the World Wide Web there. The smash at the net is blocked by Unity. Here comes a hit by Leffler, gets it over, dug out by Unity Christian, and they're having a little trouble. They finally get it over, dug out by Bush. Set over here to Boffer. She's able to hit it in and finds the floor. Lucky shot by Boffer, gets it tied at six.
Yeah, good job by Sadie that time as that set carried her well out of bounds towards the referee stand, and she was able to get it just enough on it cross court to drop it in the middle where nobody was home.
All right, here comes the Knights. A long pass. They can't handle it correctly. Dug out by the Rockets. Set for Leffler, and she puts it down, and the Rockets lead for the first time tonight, 7-6.
Yeah, that's one of the girls that we said needed to step up today. Taylor Leffler doing a nice job that time, putting it down pretty hard right there in the center.
All right. Hagen Boyer with a nice deep serve. Back set is blocked at the net by the Rockets. And they go up 8-6 as Lana Castor and Mrs. Stodgill are listening in from room 18. Thank you so much for listening to KIIC. And Mrs. Walker down at the elementary school is listening in as well. A nice deep ball by Hagen Boyer is handled difficultly, but the Rockets have it now. Nice set. Leffler with it. Dug out by the Knights. Passed ahead. Passed over. Dug out by Boyer. Passed by Schaefer. Back row set by Taylor is dug out. Pass ahead on the left side, and it finds the ground. Yep. And 8-7 goes the score as the Knights are able to hold off that mini rally by the Rockets, who took the lead. Number 10, Jessica Timmermans, hits that ball, dug out by the Rockets. Leffler hits it over. the set for the Knights. There's a pass and falls into the ground. A nice little tap over there by Keel. And she's able to find the floor for the Knights to tie it at 8.
Yeah, our blockers had sucked into the middle, and we didn't have anybody covering that little dink down the sideline into that near spot.
All right, here comes Timmermans. Hits it over, dug out by Carly Taylor. Back set for Leffler, and it's a point for Boffer. I'm sorry, Boffer, Sadie Boffer with the kill. Makes it 9-8 for the Rockets, and they'll be serving with Schaefer at the controls.
Yeah, we've seen McKinley Moore use that shot well all season long. Boffer did the running back set down that far sideline and did a nice job of getting it inbounds.
The freshman Alexander comes in from Cedar, Iowa. Here comes the serve, dug out by the Knights. Big pass over on the right side, dug out by, there's another hit, and the Rockets are battling here. Ooh, they couldn't get it over. I got a little miscommunication there on that last pass.
Yeah, that second hit got up in the air, kind of the back row. Hagen Boyer looked like she wanted to take it, and Sadie Boffer was there too. Just the last minute, Hagen backed off, and Sadie couldn't get it over.
Nope, boom, hits it over for the Unity Christian. Tapped over by Leffler, dug by the Knights. Here comes a hit, dug out by Boyer. Off the net, Schaefer hits it over, dug out by the libero, and put down. She carried it looked like, but they're going to count it as a point, and Unity Christian goes back 10-9.
Yeah, that looked kind of like an old church league shot.
Kind of hook-shotted that puppy in. The freshman Alexander hits it out, and the Knights go up 11-9 now. Listening in from Cargill, Joe Millage, thank you so much for putting us on the air and listening to us live on High Fidelity at Cargill. And here comes the Rockets with the ball. Hits it over, and Boffer got blocked at the net by the big one, 6'1", Anna Keel. And down goes the point for the Knights. It's a timeout on the floor. We'll send it back to you. You're listening to Rocket Volleyball on KIIC 96.7.
Leffler Dirt Works is there for all your bulldozing, excavating, and tiling needs. Call Chad at 641-226-2231. Leffler Dirt Works has the latest technology with GPS-guided dozers to provide precise guidance in all your projects. Call Chad at 641-226-2231 for all your earth-moving projects, including ponds and terraces. That's Leffler Dirt Works at 641-226-2231.
All right, we're back live at the U.S. Cellular Center in High Fidelity in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. Pat Powers along with Jeff Sands, and that was a good timeout by Coach Jensko because the Knights got on a roll, got a three-point lead now, 12-9 and serving. Nope, boom with it. Hits it over. Dug out by Boyer. Set. Quick set. And Leffler got blocked at the net by Keel. And the Rockets need to have a little bit of different offense here because they're getting blocked at the net by the big gal. 13-9. Dug out by Boyer. Hit by Schaefer back in. Nice job by Alexander. Unity Christian able to get a big hit. Dug out nicely by Taylor. Boyer with it. Up ahead to Boffer. She hits it in. The libero digs for the Knights. And the point goes to the Rockets. 13-10. They are down, and they are serving.
Yeah, that set carried Keel a little too far outside, way out by the post, and she couldn't get to it.
All right. And the Rockets couldn't get that ball over the net. So it was a net serve error. 14-10, and the Rockets need to stem the tide here. Ethan Jensen checking in with us, listening on the radio on KIIC. Thanks a lot, Ethan. Boyer digs. Too far. It gets hammered. Pass ahead to Schaefer. Now Carly Taylor got blocked at the net, but gets it down. They tried like the Dickens to block Taylor, but she was able to muscle it over. 14-11 goes the score now with the Rockets serving with Leffler.
Yeah, now's when we need to make some hay here. Well, Carly Taylor and McKinley Moore in the front row.
And she hits an out too far on the serve. And there's another service error. Heather Scharf listening in on KIIC. 641-660-7764 if you want a shout out here from the U.S. Cellular Center. And the Rockets are able to get a point as it looked like McKinley Moore tapped it over. It was mishit by the front line of Unity Christian. And they're able to get a point out of that, 15-12. All right, Celine Bush in, hits it over, dug out by the Knights, set, smacked, and hit out of bounds. Point goes to Unity, 16-12. Angela Lobrick at Blush Boutique. She wants to say hello and howdy-do from her shop in downtown Des Moines. Eddieville, sorry about that. I hope I don't have her moving. Here comes Timmerman. She hits it too far, and there's a first error that Unity Christian has, and that's a good point for the Rockets, 16-13. We need to get on a roll here.
Yeah, we've already served through, and Carly Taylor's back in the back row already.
All right, Taylor hits it. Dug out. Set by Unity. Hit coming by Timmermans, and she's able to find the floor, and Unity's on a roll, 17-13, as I'm getting a shout-out by the Lane kids back in Eddieville. Giving a shout-out to Terry Joe. Carly Taylor digs. Schaefer with the set. McKinley Moore with a nice kill. McKinley Moore comes through in the clutch as that ball went into the balcony. Rockets down 17-14, but serving.
Yeah, we need to relax here and get ourselves back in sync and get some offense going.
All right. There's a pass that's mishandled. They get it back in. They tap it over. Schaefer with it. Sends it to Boffer. It gets blocked out of bounds. And a point for the Rockets. 17-15 now.
Good job again by Sadie that time, as that set was quite a bit out of bounds outside the post. But she did a good job of getting it back inside off the block.
Twice in a row now, Hagen Boyer has sent it too far on the baseline. And that's just killing the Rocket momentum. 18-15 as Holly Padgett is checking in. Probably from John Deere. There's Unity. Gets it over. Dug out by the Rockets. Here comes a hit by Taylor. Dug out by Unity. Big old smash by Keel, and she puts it down with authority. The junior, 6'1", is able to get the kill, and they move 19-15 here. Caitlin Reed checking in from Iowa State University. Boyer digs it. Pass, Schaefer. Boffer hits it. Dug out, and they're going to call what? Over the line for the Rockets, apparently, and a point goes to Unity. They called it on Boffer, and that'll go 20. Timeout, Gladys Jensko. You're listening to Rocket Volleyball right here on KIIC 96.7. All right, we're back here at the U.S. Cellular Center in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. Miss Nolan, sixth grade class, is listening in down there at the elementary school. Thank you. Lane Judy and Connor Glosser, the favorite ad kids, are listening in from Ottumwa here as the Rockets need to get a side out. Here comes the Unity Christian Keel with the big smash, and she is on a roll. Number five, Anna Keel, is putting the hammer down for the Knights.
Yeah, that's her fourth kill of the match here right so far. She's doing a nice job today.
All right. Rockets with it. Paige Schaefer gets it to Boffer, and she got stuffed at the net by Keel, and Keel is playing on both sides. She is doing a force against the Rockets. 22-15 goes the score here in the first set. Dug out by Taylor, set by Schaefer. Here comes Loeffler, but she hits it out, And the Knights go 23-15. And they are on a roll. The Rockets have got to stop here and stem the tide. Dr. Joe Overton is listening in back home at school. Taylor digs. Schaefer passes. Taps it over. Here comes a big old pass to Keel. She's blocked at the net by Leffler. A good job by the defense there, Coach Sands.
Yeah, we finally did a good job of getting a double block there in front of Keel, more towards the center of the court, and we're able to block it back down on the floor.
All right, Rockets down 23-16. They got to reel off some points here, and I don't mean maybe. Schaefer with it. Sends it over. It's mishandled by the Knights. An ace by Schaefer, 23-17. Don't forget our lovely sponsors, fantastic sponsors, Fremont Funeral Chapel, Ozinga Feeds out of Oskaloosa, and Shelly Sweets. Here comes Schaefer with her next hit. Dug out by the libero. Passed ahead for Keel. She is dug at the net. Pass ahead to Boffer. She hits it. It's dug out. Pass for Keel again, and she hits it down. Keel with the hammer and makes it 24-17 here with the set point. All right, number six, Noteboom for the Knights for the win. Rockets have got to get a stop or a side out. Dug by the Rockets. Schaefer with the pass. A smack down by Leffler, and Leffler has come to life here in the first set.
Yeah, Leffler's been doing a great job this set so far, as Carly Taylor spent the majority of the set in the back row. Taylor Leffler's done a nice job of filling in up front, making some big kills.
All right, Sadie Boffer with it. Rockets down, 24-18. Sends it across. It's mishandled. A good job and an ace by Boffer. Makes it 24-19 with their backs up against the wall. Veldhuizen Chiropractic and Wellness, Blush Boutique in the Eddyville Market in downtown Eddyville. Excellent sponsors as well. Next hit is handled by the Knights. Tapped over. Schaefer with the dig. Pass over to Taylor. She's out. And the Knights take game one, 25-19. You're listening to Rocket Volleyball right here on KIIC 96.7. Back to you at the studio.
Double D Repair, southeast of Albia, is an ag and construction equipment repair shop. Bring it to us or we'll come to you. Double D has on-site repair. Call 641-777-6754 for line boring, bore welding, and repairs for dozers, excavators, tractors, combines, and all of your large and small equipment repairs. Call Double D Repair, 641-777-6754. I am Dustin Dowdy. I am Double D Repair.
When you do your shopping locally, you get to know the merchant, and the merchant knows you. It's a relationship based on trust and friendship. When you shop locally, you're not only getting the best in personal service, you're also helping our local economy. When it comes to personal service, the choice is easy. Shop locally. First Iowa State Bank, member FDIC. Albia and Eddyville. Then, now, and always.
Cellular Center. Don't forget Blush Boutique in downtown Eddyville. You can find your official Rocket gear. She also has jewelry, clothing, shoes, and home decor. Personalize your shirt to support the Rockets with the number one fan at our your jersey number as well. They're open Tuesdays through Saturdays. And Veldhuizen Chiropractic and Wellness, your chiropractic needs can be met in downtown Eddyville at Veldhuizen Chiropractic and Wellness. Dr. Dustin provide you with the comfort you're looking for through his skilled care and wellness program. Veldhuizen Chiropractic works with all types of insurance to make it easier for you. Stop in today. Get to know the team at Veldhuizen Chiropractic and Wellness. And the Fremont Funeral Chapel. When a loved one passes, you can count on the Fremont Funeral Chapel to provide you with honest, dependable, professional assistance through a difficult time. Fremont Funeral Chapel will be able to take care of your stressful situation and bring a calming effect. Call the Fremont Funeral Chapel the next time you are in need. 933-4315. And the Eddyville Market and Deli. They've got groceries, sub sandwiches, liquor, fresh meats, and soft serve ice cream. Don't miss their daily luncheon specials from Alan and Jolene Hauser and the gang. Check out Stephanie Joe's Corner as well with her Muddy Girl line of clothing and Swan Creek purse selection. Downtown Eddyville, 969-5549. And Coach Sands I'm not saying that the Rockets have got their backs to the wall, but they got to come out with a little bit more fire in the belly on this particular set.
Yeah, I think the Rockets are in this position against Holy Trinity at the Mediapolis tournament. They lost the first match, came back and won the second two against a tough 1A number one ranked team in Holy Trinity. So I think they've been here before. They know what they need to do. I think the girls have come out ready to play here.
All right, Notaboom sends it over. Taylor digs, Schaefer sets. Leffler with a smash, and there you go. And Coach Jensko goes to the well again for the first one there. She saw what happened in the first game. She's made the adjustments in between games, and the Rockets lead 1-0 here with Boffert now going to serve. Boffert hits it over. Dug out. Set coming up by Keel, and she hits it out, and the Rockets lead 2-0. She wound up a little bit too much on that one and sent it to the moon. We'll give that point to one of our sponsors, Shelly's Sweets. Thank you for being a sponsor of Rocket Volleyball. Here comes Keel again. She's blocked at the net, dug out by Schaefer, set up ahead to Carly Taylor, and she hit it into a block, and it came back over for a point for the Knights. Oh, my goodness gracious. 2-1 goes the Rockets. She hit it with authority, but they blocked it right back into the Rocket court. Boyer with a dig. Schaefer with the pass. Left. No, that was hit by Taylor, and she puts it down that time. There's no denying her on that one. 3-1 goes the Rockets here in the second.
Yeah, you can see what happens when the get good passing from the defense. Nice set on the outside that time by Schaefer.
Leffler hits it over. Dug out by the Knights, and the block party falls down on the Rockets side, so it's a point for the Knights. 3-2 goes the Rockets here with the Knights serving.
Yeah, Keel didn't even take a swing at that one. She kind of just tapped it over. And it dropped right in front of the block, and we couldn't get it back up.
All right. There's a dig by Taylor. Schaefer with the pass, and Carly Taylor hammers it home. Nice kill by Carly Taylor.
Again, good passing. A good pass right to Schaefer, right in the middle of the net. The quick set that time to Taylor, and the Knights weren't ready for it, and she was up there and hitting it down before the block even got there.
Celine Bush hits it over. Dug out by the Knights. Schaefer with it. Hits it back over to the Knights. Here comes a pass. Blocked at the net and not saved. Celine Bush tried to save that after the block and couldn't get the job done. Rockets lead 4-3 here in the second set. Knights serving from the back line across the way. Number three is Timmerman. She hits it. Boffer with the dig. Pass. Up to Boffer. She hits it over, and it's too far. Sadie Boffer with a little too much muscle on that, as the pass was not quite right.
Now, Paige Schaefer had to come back behind the 10-foot line that time to make the set, and Sadie's then had to try to hit it from almost the 10-foot line and had too much on it.
Timmermans hits it deep, dug out by the Rockets. Back set to McKinley Moore, and she mishit it. And the Knights go up 5-4. They got to stem the tide here, Coach Sands.
To me, that's a tough set that time for McKinley Moore on that right-hander on that right side. The ball's coming in from behind her, and she couldn't quite get turned around to get it over.
Another point for the Rockets there as they were able to get the ball down. 5-5 goes the score as Carly Taylor gets set to hit it on the serve. Becky Reed checking in from her haircut in place. Thanks a lot for listening into Rocket Athletics as the Knights are able to put it down. And they lead now 6-5 here in the second. All right. Here comes Boyer digs. Rockets with it. Hits it over. And there's a point to the Rockets there, and they tie it back up at 6. Good job by the Rocket defense there. Boyer's going to be serving here from the U.S. Cellular Center in High Fidelity on KIIC. Boyer sends it across. Dug out by the libero on the other side. Back set. Blocked by the Rockets. Set coming up for Boffer. She hits it. Dug out by the Knights, and it's mishit on the set. And the Rockets go back up 7-6. We've got to capture the momentum here, Coach Sands, and take this victory.
Yeah, the Knights look a little bit out of sync that time. The passing wasn't quite there.
Boyer sends it over, dug out by the Knights. Blocked up front. Here comes a hit by the Rockets. They get it over. Set by the Knights now coming up. Keel with it. Dug out by the Rockets by Boyer. Set to Boffer. She hits it. And it's mishandled by the Knights. And we get another .86.
I tell you, Sadie Boffer's done a great job so far today. That set again was almost a couple feet out of bounds. She reached back and got it in play and hit it pretty hard.
The sophomore, Hagen Boyer, hits it over, and it's too far. Oh, a service error. 8-7. That was a critical error on the Rockets. Other sponsors that we have on board, D&D Outdoors, Eddyville Builders, Loeffler Dirtworks, Sandridge, Tire and Auto, and Double D Repair, and First Iowa State Bank, as the Knights mess up on their serve. Give it right back to the Rockets. Make it 9-7. Here is Schaefer's going to serve. We can take those errors any day. We can't give them away, though, right?
Yeah, this would be a good time for us to make a run here. Paige Schaefer is one of our best servers, and we got three hitters in the front row.
Schaefer gets it over. Dug out. Schaefer with the set. Tap by Loeffler. Dug out by the Knights. Pass over to Keel. She hits it, and it's blocked out of bounds. The girls weren't quite square to the net on that one, as Keel has so much power that the block went out of bounds. Rockets lead 9-8. Here comes this serve. Schaefer with a back set to Boffer. It's dug out by the Rockets. Wait a minute. They're going to call point. Somebody was in the net. 4. Unity Christian. Good job. 10-8 goes the Rockets as they'll get a point here.
Looks like they called Keel in the net that time.
We'll take that. 10-8 as Sadie Boffer gets set to serve. She hits it. Sends it over to the libero. Here comes a set. A smack. And it's all, she gets it down, a kill by Keel. How many has she got now on the day? 8?
Yep, that's 8 for the match so far.
All right.
Or game, or set, or I don't know what they call these anymore.
Boffer with the dig. And it's too close to the net, and Keel was able just to tower over Schaefer and spank it down for a point to tie it at 10 here in the second. Oh, my
goodness.
Looked
like they thought that Keel might have came over the plane that time, but they're calling Paige Schaefer into the net first.
Loeffler hits it over. Dug out by the Knights. Pass ahead to Timmermans, and she's able to find the floor. Two Rockets tried to make a dive for it, but couldn't get the job done, and the Knights go up 11-10. Don't forget, if you want a shout-out, make sure you put your name on that text, 641-660-7764, as Boyer digs. Schaefer with the pass. Carly Taylor with the hammer. Just what the doctor ordered. 11-11 is the score. As Robin Moore checks in, thank you very much for listening in on KIIC or www.kiicradio.com. Loeffler with the serve. Barely tapped over. Schaefer now. A chance for the Rockets to get a point, and they block her at the net. Oh, a golden opportunity goes by the wayside to go up by point. Instead, they're down 12-11.
Yeah, that was right where you wanted it. A good set or a good pass that time as Unity Christian had to dink it back over, and we had Taylor there on the outside. We just couldn't get it to her.
Ace by the Unity Christian girls make it 13-11 here in the second. Keel doing it all. Taylor with the dig. Straight ahead goes Carly Taylor for a kill. Makes it 13-12, and the Rockets will be serving to tie this puppy up. What a beautiful set as Taylor is able to come from the back and put the hammer down with Keel in the back on the other side. That makes a big difference. Celine Bush hits it over, dug out by the Hawk. No, into the net, and the point goes to the Rockets, and they tie it up at 13.
Yeah, just a mishandled serve that time. by Unity Christian. Couldn't get it in play.
All right. Hits it over. It's in. It's in for another ace. Celine Bush with an ace on that right down the line for the Rockets to go up 14-13. Great to see the senior come through here. Bush hits it. Dugout over on the other side. Set coming up by Timmermans. Dugout by the Rockets. A overpass to the other side. Here comes the set. Dinked over. Here comes Schaefer. Over to Carly Taylor with the smash. Carly Taylor is able to get a kill. 15-13 goes the Rockets here in the second. Keep this wagon rolling, Coach Sands. Bush hits it over. Dug out by the Knights. Into the net. And the Rockets are going to get a point. Timeout goes Unity Christian. You're listening to Rocket Volleyball right here on KIIC 96.7.
Leffler Dirt Works is there for all your bulldozing, excavating, and tiling needs. Call Chad at 641-226-2231. Leffler Dirt Works has the latest technology with GPS-guided dozers to provide precise guidance in all your projects. Call Chad at 641-226-2231 for all your earth-moving projects, including ponds and terraces. That's Leffler Dirt Works at 641-226-2231.
We are back live at the U.S. Cellular Center in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. Pat Powers along with Jeff Sands, and we are in high fidelity here on KIIC 96.7. Mr. Karimski's sixth grade class is listening in back home. Excellent job. Keep up the good work. Mike Duff is checking in. Good to hear from you, Mike. Glad you're listening on KIIC. And Sarah and Kathy, I need to give them a shout-out to the Lady Rockets. Thank you for listening in. As the Rockets get another point, they go up 17-13 after that timeout as Bush is able to reel off quite a few points here in a row for the Rockets. Keep it going, Celine. She hits it over. Dug out by the Knights. Pass over to the corner to Timmermans. Dug out, no. Carly Taylor couldn't handle that hot smash. Shelly Sweets, in need of a sweet treat. Shelly Sweets can make your day complete. Cupcakes, cakes, cookies, pies for your special occasion. Custom orders for weddings, showers, and baby arrivals. Call 660-7344 as Shelly Sweets can take care of you. She's going to be in Blakesburg on November 22nd at the PTO, Blakesburg PTO Vendor Fair at Blakesburg Elementary School, as Carly Taylor was able to tap over a nice hit to make it 18-14. You got to strike while the iron's hot as Carly Taylor sends it over. Dug out by the Knights over here, and it's going to go out, and it's a point for the Rockets again, 19-14 here. They got to keep going on a roll. All right, Carly Taylor hits it over. Dug out by the Knights. Here comes a set pass. And a block party at the net by the Rockets. McKinley Moore with the block to go 20-14 here in the second. All right. Here comes the Knights with a hit. Dug out by Carly Taylor. Set by the Rockets. Boffer with a hit. And she's dug out. Set coming up for the overpass. Here comes Carly Taylor with the kill, and it's mishandled, and that puppy is out of bounds. A point for the Rockets goes 21-14 as Carly Taylor's Aunt Shelley's listening in on the web from South Barrington, Illinois, as the Knights call another TO. We're going to keep it right here as the Rockets have been able to be like butter on a roll.
Yeah, they're doing a great job right now. Carly's doing a nice job of getting their serves in play, making Unity Christian play the ball. Defensively, we've been doing a nice job of blocking and covering, and once we do get the ball back, we've been putting it away with some nice offensive attacks.
My advisory is listening, Ben, back home. Thank you, guys. Stay out of trouble. I appreciate it. As the Rockets are battling and scratching here in the second, 21-14, as we come back live to U.S. Cellular Center in Cedar Rapids. Taylor hits it over. Dug out by the Knights. Back set. Hits it over. Dug out by Boffer. Schaefer with the back set to McKinley Moore. It's dug out by the Knights. Carly Taylor with the set. Here comes Carly Taylor with the hit. Dug out by the Knights. Pass ahead to Timmermans. Schaefer taps it over. A lot of volleyball action and a spike coming up. It's out! Point goes the Rockets. 22-14 here as Carly Taylor gets set to serve. She winds up, hits it over, hits the net cord, but goes on over. Here comes the Knights with a hit. Dug out by the Rockets. Schaefer with it. Carly Taylor blocked right back in her face that time. Ooh, they had somebody on the front line that had some hops, and she was able to block it back into the Rocket court.
Yeah, we kind of went to the well with that 10-foot set one too many times instead of trying to get it to the outside to Boffer or Moore.
All right, 22-15 as the Rockets try with Boffer. She puts it down for a point for the Rockets. 23-15 goes the Rockets here, and then we were serving with Hagen Boyer. Jim Rose listening in. Gary Colletter listening in at John Deere Works in Ottumwa. Thank you, guys, as Boyer sends it over. Here comes a hit. It's blocked at the net. Tapped over. Here comes a set by Schaefer. Over to Boffer. She hit the top antenna, and it'll be a point to Unity. 23-15. She just couldn't quite have the angle on that.
Yeah, another one was, the set seemed to be pretty far outside today, but she's been doing a good job of getting them back in. That time, just couldn't get the angle.
All right, Rockets with a dig. Schaefer with the set. Here comes Loeffler. Loeffler puts it down for a point, 24-16, and the Rockets are on set point here. Mrs. Calzada's advisory is listening in. Excellent. Keep those texts coming. Steve Allgood, proud to be a Rocket. Good job and good luck, and keep the ball rolling as Schaefer hits it over. On set point. Here comes Keel, dug out by Boyer across the way, and Unity Christian was able to smack it back down as Keel's back into the front line.
That Keel had a two-handed dunk almost that time. She got up, that ball came back across.
Mrs. D and Matt are listening in there at school as well. Thank you, as the Rockets are ahead 24-17. Here comes Loeffler, and she hit it out. Loeffler with too much power on that one. She went to the outside when she could have rammed it right down their throat. Okay, Boyer handles it over to Alexander on the left side. Rockets out of position. Now they get back into it, and Keel is coming to play, and she gets the team back in within 5, 24-19, as the Rockets need to stem the tide here, right now. Unity sends it. Pass over to Alexander. She hits it in. And it's out. It was so close to the line. It was unbelievable, Coach Sands. And Coach Jensko is going to take a timeout. You're listening to Rocket Volleyball right here on KIIC 96.7.
Merchant, and the merchant knows you. It's a relationship based on trust and friendship. When you shop locally, you're not only getting the best in personal service, you're also helping our local economy. When it comes to personal service, the choice is easy. Shop locally. First Iowa State Bank, member FDIC. Albia at Eddyville. Then, now, and always.
Live in high fidelity at the U.S. Cellular Center. Loeffler hits it. It's dug out by the Knights. Pass coming to Keel. She's dug out by the Rockets. Schaefer with the set to Carly Taylor. She hits it. It's dug out by the Knights. Pass ahead, and Keel just taps it over. Dug out by Boyer. Schaefer with the pass to Boffer. It's in.
Like Boffer,
what are they
going to
call?
Boffer was in the net.
Boffer in the net. That was a big, big call as that ball went down and found the floor. 24-21 with Unity Christian serving. Boyer digs. Schaefer with the set to Leffler. It's backed in, blocked into her face. You got to hit it over Carly Taylor. She does. Unity Christian now with a Kia with a big hammer. Dug out by Boyer. Here comes Carly Taylor with it. It's dug out by the Knights. Keel with it. Taps it over. Schaefer with the pass to Boffer. And it was out. She got it on the left side of the stick. 24-22 goes the score. And the Rockets have got to stem the tide right here, right now. Leffler knocks it out. Oh, my goodness gracious. Too bad the Rockets don't have another timeout to give. They are. They're going to take it right here. We'll keep it here as well as Cindy Van Genderman is listening in from a cornfield back there at Eddyville, 24-23. And you can feel the momentum swinging big time there, Coach Sands.
Yeah, Unity Christian's fought all the way back to 24-23 now. And Rockets just look a little out of sync offensively. Even when we get some decent passes, our setting's not quite there and our swings haven't been quite as crisp as they were earlier in the game.
Amanda Rue checking in. Beth Fenton is checking in with Mary Veenstra. And Thompson as well with their advisories. Red Johnson says, let's go, girls. Rocket Nation is behind you. Red and Allen at the city shop. Miss Kopke's advisory is listening in as well. Lisa Strasser's advisory is listening in as well. Nobody's doing any work back home. That's obvious as hell. Come on, Rockets. Boyer digs. Boffer gets it over. Carly Taylor hits it. Here comes the kill by Keel. Dug out by the Rockets. Passed over to Boffer. She hits it into the net, and it's tied at 24. Oh, my goodness gracious. And now Unity with the serve at 24-all. A huge turn of events here. Dug out by Taylor. Schaefer with the set. Here comes Carly Taylor with the hit. She isn't hitting as hard as she has been earlier. Keel with it. Dug out by Boyer. Pass by Schaefer. Boffer with the hit. And it's in. It's in. And the Rockets lead 25-24 with the chance to put this puppy away with a serve ace.
I know it's hard to see from up here. That was really close to the line. That back judge was right on it. Looked like he took a little bit of time to make that call, but a good call for the Rockets.
Boffer hits it over. And it's an ace! And the Rockets win the second set, 26-24. You're listening to Rocket Volleyball right here on KIIC 96.7 FM.
Double D Repair, Southeast of Albia, is an ag and construction equipment repair shop. Bring it to us or we'll come to you. Double D has on-site repair. Call 641-777-6754 for line boring, bore welding, and repairs for dozers, excavators, tractors, combines, and all of your large and small equipment repairs. Call Double D Repair, 641-777-6754. I am Dustin Dowdy. I am Double D Repair.
When you do your shopping locally, you get to know the merchant, and the merchant knows you. It's a relationship based on trust and friendship. When you shop locally, you're not only getting the best in personal service, you're also helping our local economy. When it comes to personal service, the choice is easy. Shop locally. First Iowa State Bank, member FDIC. Albia at Eddyville. Then, now, and always.
Cellular Center in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, where the Rockets are able to tie the matchup at one apiece, and what a ball game. The Rockets were on a roll. Then it comes back to Unity Christian and Coach Sands. We were able to put it away when it counted.
Yeah, it was a obviously momentum swings both directions that time. The Rockets had a good momentum building up 24 to 18, I believe. Unity Christian was able to fight back and tied it up at 24. The Rockets then were able to put it away there at the end to carry some momentum here into the third match.
All right, the Rocket Nation is letting them hear it here at the U.S. Cellular Center. D&D Outdoors, buy, sell, trade firearms and ammunition. With any purchase of a gun, you can purchase a brick of hard-to-find 22 caliber ammo. Deer season is upon us. Check things out at D&D Outdoors. As Sadie Boffer is able to send an ace to the floor in this third set to go up 1-0.
Starts the game just like she finished the second one with an ace. A good start for the Rockets.
All right, put a little knuckleball action on that, Sadie. She sends it to the moon, though, and that'll tie it 1-1. Overshot her man here as Amanda Brink is listening in from her advisory. Thank you, Coach Keeler's advisory, checking in. Thanks a lot as the Unity Christian girls serve it over. Here comes Carly Taylor with a hammer, and she puts it down. With authority, she wasn't hitting it hard in that second game, and by golly, she came to life in that one.
Yeah, she and Keeler going back and forth in this match so far. Keel has 11. That's number 10 for Carly Taylor on the day.
All right, here comes the serve. Dug out. Keel with it. Blocked at the net. Dug out by the Rockets. Here comes a hit number 3. Sadie gets it over. Dug out easily. Set. That's misplayed. Misplayed by the Knights. And the Rockets lead 3-1 here. As Mrs. Strunk and Mrs. Walker are listening in, and they are believing in the Rocket Girls. Coach Keeler is behind the Rocket Nation as well. Thank you. Becky Reed's listening in as the Unity Christian Girls are able to get a point there, 3-2. Becky Reed listening in. She said her nerves are already shot, and we're only in game 3 as Keel gets ready to wind it up and send it over for the Knights. Mrs. Strasser's substitute in the advisory class is listening in. And she gets an ace that's mishandled by the Rockets and ties it 3-2, excuse me. Yeah, ties it at 3 for the Rockets. BJ Welch listening in on KIIC. Thanks a bunch as Keel sends it over. Dug out by Boffer. Miss hit. They get it over though. Here comes a set for Timmermans, and it hits out. It get hit out. The Unity Christian girls thought it was tipped, but it wasn't. 4-3 goes the score for the Rockets as they dodged a bullet on that one.
Yeah, the Rockets are going to have to do a better job defensively with the pass or the serve receive. We're not getting a very good pass to Schaefer right now. We need to get more in sync.
Celine Bush hits it over, dug out. Back hit by Keel coming up, and she's able to hit it over. Excuse me, that was Crosey. As she was able to find the floor to tie the game at 4-4. Mrs. Walker's third grade at the Eddyville Elementary listening in. Rockets dig. Schaefer with the pass. They hit it over. Dug out by the Knights. Set. And it's blocked out of bounds. Number 7 with Blankenspoor with the nice hit there. Alexis Nace and Sierra Lynch is checking in and listening to the game on KIIC. Paula Middlesworth is listening in with Paul and Kayla as well as the Knights get an ace and they go up 6-4. Oh, my goodness. This is like a deja vu all over again with the game one. They get on a roll here. They got to stem the tide, Coach Sands.
Yeah, we need to do a little bit better job of communicating.
Then into the net it goes, just like that, 6-5, and the Rockets will be serving. Jessica Reed checking in with Ron Reed. They're in the cornfield back home. They appreciate listening in to KIIC, and we're glad you're on board here as well. Mrs. Calzada's advisory is listening in again as the Knights are able to get it over in 3, but barely. An easy play for the Rockets. It's blocked at the net and mishandled. And the Knights are going to lose that point, and the Rockets are going to tie it up at 6.
Yeah, the Knights did a good job of trying to scramble. They're all over the floor, but they just couldn't get it back across.
All right. Hit over by Taylor. Boffer taps it. Dug out by the Knights. Pass ahead over here on the left side. It's hit into the net by the Knights. Rockets lead 7-6 as Mrs. Adams and Mrs. Rotwell are listening in at the Eddyville Elementary School. Mrs. Lane's advisory is listening in as well at the high school as the Rockets get it over. Set. Rockets dig. Schaefer passes. Boffer has to just tap it over. Knights with it. Hit it over. Dug by Boyer. Pass over to Boffer. And she's out. Ooh, it was tipped. It was tipped, and there's a point for the Rockets. Excellent call by the end judge. 8-6 goes the score. Ooh, that was close.
Yeah, some better passing that time by the Rockets made it possible to get a good set.
All right, here comes a set pass for the Knights. It's dug out. And the Rockets get it back over. Nice job by the defense. And here comes a smash. It's dug by Boyer. Set by Schaefer. Boffer hits it. They're getting her. Those passes are just a little bit too much. And they're she's too far outside of the box. 8-7 goes the Rockets here as Unity Christian is set to serve. Eddyville Elementary teachers are listening in and rooting for the Rockets. Thank you so much. Peyton Fry is listening in as well. And Sierra is listening in from Coach Keeler's advisory. Thank you so much as well. And another shout-out, Irene Roberts is listening in. What's going on? Well, the net's not quite right. They're getting it fixed here as I check out another shout-out. Keith Hutton and Tyler Langrieve are cheering on the Rockets. Thank you, Keith and Tyler, as they're mending to the nets. Rockets with the lead, 8-7 here in the third, tied at 1. And the Knights are going to be serving it up. Coach Sands, a lot of action here real quick.
Yeah, both those first games, a lot of momentum swings going both ways. And back and forth here again in match number 3.
All right. Rockets dig it on the other side. Schaefer with the back set. McKinley Moore hits it. It's blocked in her face. She's able to bat it out. Sadie Boffer with it. Hits it back to Sadie. Schaefer with it. Here comes a smash by Moore. It's dug out by the Knights. Tapped over. Hits the net. The Rockets dig. Schaefer with the pass. Carly Taylor, and she mishits it. One of the few times you'll see Carly Taylor mishit a slam.
Yeah, they tried to go to her in the back row again, and it was just a little bit too high, and she couldn't get over the top of it, and it floated deep out of bounds.
8-8 is the score here in the third. Carly Taylor digs, pass, Boffer hits, and it's knocked back into the Rockets' side, and it falls to the ground, and the Knights go up 9-8 as Desiree Simmons is listening in and yelling and screaming for the Rockets. Miss Adamson is checking in. Thank you so much. Miss Witt as well is checking in at Mrs. Moore's class. Rockets needing to get a point here. Smack down, and it finds the floor for the Knights, and they'll go up 10-8 here. And the Rockets have got to stem the tide. Need to get a side out right here, right now. Hit over. Dug out by Boyer. Schaefer with the set. Boffer gets it over. Dug out by the Knights. Hit up ahead is dug out, and it's misplayed. And the Knights are on a roll as Timmermans is making some hay there in the front row for the Knights. They lead 11-8. Need to get a hammer down right here for the Rockets. Boyer digs. Schaefer sets. Here comes Carly Taylor. She hits it over nice and easy. Dug out by the Knights. Back set. Goes down, and it's misplayed by Boyer. And they'll get another point, 11-8. And Coach Jensko is going to take a timeout. You're listening to Rocket Volleyball right here on KIIC 96.7.
Leffler Dirt Works is there for all your bulldozing, excavating, and tiling needs. Call Chad at 641-226-2231. Leffler Dirt Works has the latest technology with GPS-guided dozers to provide precise guidance in all your projects. Call Chad at 641-226-2231 for all your earth-moving projects, including ponds and terraces. That's Leffler Dirt Works at 641-226-2231.
Back here at the U.S. Cellular Center in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, High Fidelity, Pat Powers with Jeff Sands, and the Rockets are on the short end of a 12-8 score here in the third. Eddyville Builders has a tremendous reputation for fine construction or remodeling of your home or business. No job is too big or too small. Call Scott Greer today to get an estimate on your dream plans at 641-777-2183. Eddyville Builders, a proud sponsor of Rocket Athletics. And they're attending to the net again. On the other game got done already. I think it went just three sets. Somebody swept over there, and I can't even tell you who won that game because the action is hot and heavy in front of us. But the fans are filing out. I know South Central Calhoun came in with a record of 41-0, and it's kind of interesting to see if they were able to win that challenge over there. They played Western Christian is who they played at 42-3. All right, we're back underway. Carly Taylor digs. Schaefer with the set. Boffer with the hit. Dug out by the Knights. Pass over to the left side. The Timmermans blocked at the net. Dug out by the Knights. Pass over on the right side. Tapped over. Boyer digs. Schaefer with the back pass to McKinley Moore, and she puts it down. McKinley Moore is able to get a kill for the Rockets to make it 12-9. The Knights. Mrs. Olson's advisory listening in, and Boyer sends it. Nice job by her as there's an overpass back to the Rockets. Loeffler gets it blocked back. Here comes a tap by Sadie Boffer. Here comes a hit by Timmermans. It's dug out by the Rockets. Tapped over by Loeffler. Here comes a set. Too far, and the Rockets should field it. They do with Boyer. Schaefer with the set. Loeffler with the smash, and it can't be handled. Good job by the Rockets there. 12-10, they're on the short end, but they're serving now.
Yeah, we've been doing a better job of playing defense and getting the pass in the good position for the set that time.
Morgan Reddy Mixer and Camille Butler are checking in and listening in to the Rockets. Thanks, girls, for yelling and screaming back home as Schaefer sets it for Loeffler, and she puts it down. Loeffler with back-to-back kills here in the third set. Rockets will be serving. They're down 12-11.
Yeah, this is a good time for us to make a run here when Keel in the back row for the Knights.
All right, dug out by Keel. Here comes a set by Keel in the back row. She is dug out by the Rockets. Here comes Loeffler with the tap over. Dug out. Pass ahead. Smacked over. Dug out by the Rockets. Schaefer with it to Taylor, and she gets an ace or a kill. Carly Taylor's back in the action and ties the game at 12. Louis Winkleman, Jake Long, and Bailey Baker checking in from the detention room back there at Eddyville Blacksburg Fremont School as the Rockets need to get this point here. And it's outside the line, and a point goes to the Rockets, and they go up 13-12. Way to come back, Rocket girls.
Yeah, putting a little bit of the pressure on Unity Christian now this time, making them play the ball, and their passing hasn't been quite as crisp.
The junior high wrestling squad is saying go Rockets as Boyer hits it over. A nice serve, it's dug out. Pass ahead to Keel. Nice dig by Boyer. Set for Boffer. She hits it. It's dug by the Unity Christian girls. Over it comes. Schaefer with a pass. Loeffler with the back hit. It's tapped around, and it will be a four-hitter. And the Rockets get a point. They go up 14-12. And Unity Christian will take a timeout. We'll keep it right here. What a great job of momentum swinging for the Rocket way, Coach Sands.
Yeah, the girls are doing a better job of moving their feet and playing defense and getting the passes where Paige Schaefer is able to move the ball around a little bit better, setting up our hitters for better attack opportunities.
Not quite sure what this text means. Go Rockets from Mrs. Lanes and I Love Dodges. I'm not quite sure if that's the name of her advisory or not. The spark plug advisory pulling for the Rockets. That's Dr. Overton there is listening in. Denise Whitlatch is listening in on KIIC. Thanks a bunch, Denise. Rachel Tilley is watching live and listening in to KIIC FM. Thanks so much for your text. You can do that at 641 660-7764 as the Rocket Nation is on their feet. Across the way, look out, Coach Sands, as Hagan Boyer sent that one to the moon. Oh, she hit it way too hard, and that will stem the tide for the Knights. Rockets lead, though, 14-13 as Timmermans hits it over. Boyer digs. Schaefer with the pass. Over to Loeffler. She hits it too hard. A little bit too much muscle on that one as she sends it to the moon. Your local Kemp feed dealer is Ozinga Feed Service. Marv and Sandy Ozinga provide quality feed products for all your livestock needs. Ask about those custom feed mixes as well. Let your next grand champion eat nothing but Ozinga Feeds. Located south out of Oskaloosa on Highway 23, 673-8863. As the Rockets were able to get a point out of that. And Carter Rosa is listening in the stands. He's across the way from us, Coach Sands, listening in. Thanks a lot, Carter, for listening in on your smartphone. Rockets lead 15-14. Here comes a big hit by Keel, dug out by the Rockets. Hit by the Rockets, and the point will tie it up at 15. Mackenzie Jensen is listening in to her favorite teacher, listening at home. Thanks a lot, Mackenzie, a former volleyball player and a Eddyville Blakesburg Fremont grad. Rockets with it, Schaefer with it. Too close to the net, and Keel is just able to pound it down, 16-15. Brenda Good is listening in. Thanks a bunch, Brenda. As I'm a little bit behind the text here, as the Knights serve it. Boyer with a nice dig. Boffer with a hit. Alexander's going to hit it over. Dug out by the Knights. Set across the way to Keel. And she hits it out of bounds. She mistimed her jump. And then she hit it out on the sideline.
Yeah, she wasn't expecting that. That set was pretty deep back by the 10-foot line. She was expecting it closer to the net. Had to adjust back underneath of it. And threw her timing off and pulled it left of the post.
Boffer with the serve now at 16-all. Knights with the set to Keel. She hammers it down, and she gets a point. Boy, oh boy, she's making quick work as neighbor DeZwart is listening in back home on KIIC. Wrestling managers Hagan Boyer and McKinley Moore. Let's go, girls. We won another state championship from Coach Little. Very good. Here comes Keel again. And the Rockets cannot stop that offense that the Knights are whirling, wheeling and dealing on. They lead now 18-16.
They had a couple of blockers over there in front that time, but they just couldn't get up high enough. They're off the top of the fingertips, and the ball fell to the floor before we could dig it out.
Jake Galong listening in as Carly Taylor hits it, and a point is going to go to the Rockets on that one. The Barnett family is listening in on KIIC. I'm way behind on text here. Mrs. Lane's listening in. The Rockets lead, or down, excuse me, 18-17, but they are serving with Loeffler. She hits it too far. Oh, service error by Loeffler.
Yeah, we talked about those service errors being a big point in this match today, and they've had a couple of them that kind of killed our momentum.
All right, Macy Haynes listening in, and as well as Braden. Rockets battling there. They got to get a point. Here comes a hit by Timmerman. She's left-handed. She gets a dig out over there. Hit over by McKinley Moore. Set now for Timmermans. Nice dig by Boyer. Too close to the net. Who are they going to call it on? Rockets in the net on that one. Cheyenne Sterling listening in on KIIC. Heather Engel listening in. Lauren Ludington is on his way to Iowa City. We're going to go right past you, Lauren, later on. Schaefer with the pass ahead to Carly Taylor. It gets blocked, mishandled, and the Rockets are going to get a point out of that to stem the tide. 20-18. They got to get on a little roll right here.
Yeah, if you notice the last time that Keel served, Keel just kind of floated it over and made sure she got it in play. That's what the Rockets need to do here to make sure they get it into play and make sure the Unity Christian has to play the ball.
Crystal Curie listening in on her smartphone. Here comes the Unity Christian, and they're able to get a kill by Croce. They go up 21-18, and I'm kind of surprised Coach Jensko hasn't called a timeout here quite yet. 21-18 here as here comes a serve by Timmermans, dug by Boyer, set by Schaefer. It's hit by Taylor, and a kill goes down for the Rockets. 21-19, and that's exactly why she didn't want to call a timeout. All right. Cheryl Talbert is listening in from the Indian Hills Library. Thanks so much. As the serve comes over, here comes a big old smash, and it's in. Unity Christian is able to wind up and hit that. It looks like Blankenspoor was able to nail that one for a point. Dennis and Carla Scott listening in as it's 22-19 as the Rockets need to get a stop right here. Pass up ahead. Taylor's just got to dink it over. Dug out. Here comes a smash. It's blocked at the net, and it goes down to the ground for a point for the Knights, 23-19. And there is that timeout that we were talking about earlier. Coach Sands, we'll keep it right here. Jill Mill at the Ready Mixer wish the Jillian Miller are wishing the Rockets good luck. Thank you. Kind of hard to decipher sometimes when they automatic spelling. Let's go Hunter Varner listening in from Keokuk County. It says that she's at the Keokuk County Jail, but she's working. She's not in jail. Thanks a lot, Hunter Varner. Good to hear you listening in on KIIC, as well as Norma Dunn is checking things out. Good job, Norma. Thank you so much. And Mr. Ellerston is checking in as well. Appreciate you listening in on KIIC as the Rocket faithful are starting to get a little rowdy across the way as the Knights send it over. Dug by Taylor. Pass by Schaefer. Hit by McKinley Moore. It's dug out by the Knights. Pass ahead. Center hit. And down it goes. 24. The Rockets need a miracle here in the third set. All right. 24-19 as the Rockets got their backs to the wall. Boffer with the hit. And there's the point for the Rockets, 24-20, and they'll be serving. They've got to keep the ball rolling here as Boyer goes back to serve. All right, Hagen Boyer winds up, sends it. It's a deep ball, dug out by the Knights, tapped over, dug out by the Rockets, set by Leffler, tapped over, pancake hit. There's three and now four hits, and the Rockets get a point, 24-21, and that's going to help a whole bunch here as Mason Thornbrew is listening in from Study Hall. Behave yourself, Mason. Boyer hits it, dug out, set pass. Keel hits it, dug out by Boyer, set by Leffler, another set. And the Rockets need to get a hit here. Hagen Boyer's just got to hit it across with no prop. Dug out. Here comes a set across the way for the win. Dug out by the Rockets. Schaefer with the set. Carly Taylor with the hit. And it finds the floor for the Rockets. 22-24. The Rockets are down, but they're still serving.
George Hernandez listening in from Mr. Ellerston.
What do you know? Thanks a bunch, George. And who's this from? Kaylin Webster is listening in. She's confident that the Rockets have got this one. And here's another message. Listening in from work. Set them up. Knock them down. Heather Engelgartner is checking out things on KIIC-FM, and the Rockets still serving. Come on, Hagen Boyer. Get an ace right here. 24-22, we're behind as Boyer, the sophomore out of Eddyville, winds up, sends it. It's dug out, set, coming up, tapped over, dug by the Rockets. Boffer with the hit. It's tapped and down on the floor. A point for the Rockets to make it 24-23. Now they're making it exciting, that's for darn sure. Hagen Boyer now. We're in the third set. Hits it. Dug out by the Knights. Set up ahead. Blocked at the net. Tipped over. Rockets had it. Across the way to Sadie Buffer. She just got to hit it over. Another set coming up. Hit over. Dug out by the Rockets. Schaefer with the set. Loeffler with the tap. Here comes a set for the Knights. Dug out by Boyer. Saved by Schaefer. Loeffler hits it over. Set coming up for the Knights. And she hits it into the net. And it's a tie game at 24 all.
What a gutty effort so far this game by the Rockets to get back into it and tie it up at 24 all. Let's keep that momentum
Roberts,
going here.
Lincoln Thornbrew listening in. The Rockets with Hagen Boyer serving it. A hit by Keel. Dug out by the Rockets. Schaefer with the set. Loeffler with a hit. Dug out by the Knights. Pass ahead. Dug by Boyer. Schaefer with the set. Loeffler with a hit. Dug out by the Knights. Here comes a sit at the net. Boyer with the save. Schaefer with the pass. Carly Taylor taps it over. Here comes a set over on the left side. And it's hit. It's in. 25-24 goes the Knights. And they'll be serving for the win here. Oh, my goodness. What volleyball action here at the U.S. Cellular Center. Rockets need this game. How important is this ball game right here, tied at one? All right. Timmermans sends it over. Dug out. Pass over to Loeffler. She hits it. And they're going to call in the net. The Rockets get a point. 25 all. What a big, big, big play that was. Morgan Reddy is not doing her work at class right now. She's listening to the game. Thanks a lot there. As the Rockets serve. Pass up ahead to Keel. She hits it. Dug out by the Rockets. Boyer with it. Boffer's got to tap it over. She does. Dug out by the Knights. Pass over on the left side to Keel. She puts the hammer home. Oh, my goodness gracious. She's got some power behind that right arm. 26-25 goes the Knights, and they're serving for the set.
Yeah, they just keep feeding her anytime they get that chance, and she's doing a good job of putting that ball in play.
All right, Rockets dig. Pass to Boffer. Dug out by the Knights. Passed over to Keel, and there's the win. The Knights go up 27-25 to get that third set here. And we'll send it back to the studio. You're listening to Rocket Volleyball right here on KIIC 96.7.
Double D Repair, southeast of Albia, is an ag and construction equipment repair shop. Bring it to us or we'll come to you. Double D has on-site repair. Call 641-777-6754 for line boring, bore welding, and repairs for dozers, excavators, tractors, combines, and all of your large and small equipment repairs. Call Double D Repair, 641-777-6754. I am Dustin Dowdy. I am Double D Repair.
Sands, and oh, I'll tell you what, the action is hot and heavy as we've got lots of action going on. Sandridge Tire and Auto, tires, shocks, batteries, all types of automotive repair. Look no further than Sandridge Tire and Auto. Jeremy Lobrick can get the job done right the first time. Find the selection you need to keep your car running right. You've made a big investment. Now take care of it by bringing it to Sandridge Tire and Auto Repair, located on Kirby Avenue, just north of Eddyville. And Coach Sands, you hate to say that we let one get away, but the Rockets had their chances. How huge that would have been going into game four, being up 2-1 as opposed to being down 2-1.
Yeah, the Unity Christian got a pretty good momentum build up there going late in that game. But the Rockets did a great job of fighting back, fighting their way all the way to tie it up at 24 to send it into overtime, basically. And keeping it tied again then at 25. Rockets just need to keep that momentum here, battle their way back, and get this next match.
Try to get some shout-outs caught up. The entire choir is wishing the girls luck there back at school. Selena and the Rockets from all the Leshans in Albia. Well, thank you, Albia Blue Demons, shouting out. And they got a big ball game at the Unidome coming up this Saturday. We appreciate that. And Mrs. Lane again says that the Rockets have got it. keep going. Mr. Thompson's sixth hour class believes in the girls. You betcha. Bring it on. And Tyler Durbin, Mr. Sands, I'm destroying your room. That doesn't surprise me.
I shouldn't be anybody in there. This is my prep period. I shouldn't even have anybody in my classroom.
Oh, well, life is full of surprises, I've been told. All right, the Rockets down two sets to one here with their backs to the wall. They've got to win this ball game right here, right now. As we want to thank our sponsors once again, Blush Boutique, Leffler Dirtworks, Veldheisen Chiropractic and Wellness, Fremont Funeral Chapel, Eddyville Market and Deli, Shelley's Suites, D&D Outdoors, Eddyville Builders, Ozinga Feed Service, D&D Repair, Sandridge Tire and Auto, Cargill Incorporated, and of course, the First Iowa State Bank with the main bank in Albion, the branch in Eddyville. Here we go with set four, Rockets down 2-1. And the Knights are going to be serving. Gracie McFadden checking in, listening in. Thanks so much. And Kaylin Webster giving me another shout-out to give to her. She's wanting the Rockets to come through with a victory right here as they're checking the floor for the players. McKinley Moore was on the bench, and Hagan Boyer was on the sideline. And before the play begins, you can switch the libero back in. And the referee is checking things out with the roster. And Savannah Wills has got to go in for some reason. The senior out of Eddyville is going to come in. And she's going to take Paige Schaefer's place here. As Coach Jensko says that it's her fault on this setup. Okay, McKinley Moore goes out. Hagan Boyer comes in. And now Savannah is going to be substituted in and out for. Did you catch all that, Coach Sands?
Well, I'm not sure.
Well, whatever's going to happen, we're going to get started here very shortly.
I guess that's one way for a senior to get her name in the state playbook.
Well, there you go. Meinhardt is checking in. It says me, Meinhardt, but I'm sure there's a misspelling there on an auto check as we get ready for the fourth set. Knights serving. Here it comes. Dug out by Boyer. Set by Schaefer. Back to Boffer. She hits it down and in. Sadie Boffer finds the floor for the first point. Rockets up, and now they will serve. Macy Haynes and Adam Yates are listening in there with Miss Lane's group. And Boffer sends it over. Here comes Keel with it. Blocked! Dug out by the Knights. Keel again hits it over. It's dug out by the Rockets. Tapped over. Taylor with it. Tapped over. Set up for the Knights. Keel with it. Dug out by Boyer. Schaefer with the pass. Over here to Carly Taylor. She finds the floor. Carly Taylor with a nice kill.
Yeah, good movement that time by the Rockets on defense. That first initial had a three-person block on Keel. Then we did a good job of digging the ball and making a nice pass that time.
2-0 goes the Rockets as Boffer gets it over. And Leffler hits it. Mishandled by the Knights, but they're able to keep it alive. Keel with it. Nice job by Boyer to dig it out. Here comes Keel again. And it's blocked at the net. Dug out by the Knights. Keel again for the third time. Dug out by the Rockets. Schaefer with the pass. Taylor hits it over. Dug out by the Knights again. Keel with it. And she just did. Keith Hutton and Gabe Larkin are listening in. They're very excited and nervous as they listen to this telecast. And I'll tell you what, it is full of action, boys and girls, from the U.S. Cellular Center. Here comes the serve. Dug out by Boyer. Leffler hits it. Mishandled by the Knights, but they're able to get it over. And Boyer hits it. Schaefer with a set. Carly Taylor can't find the floor. Dug out by the Knights. Here comes Keel. Blocked at the net. Dug out by the Rockets. Passed ahead. And nice job by Carly Taylor. She was able to put the whooping to it. And the Rockets lead 3-1 here in the fourth set. A set they've got to win. Steph, Julie, Mary, Denise, Robin are all listening into Eddyville Market, taking a break from work. Don't tell Jolene. I won't. All right. Rockets with the serve. Keel with it. And there's nobody home as there's six girls right there in the circle. And Keel was able to tap it to the far side where nobody was home on that one.
Yeah, Hagen Boyer, the libero, was out that time. So we didn't really have anybody in that back row swinging over to that far side to cover that three-person block.
3-2 are the Rockets here as Carly Taylor taps it over. Dug out by the Knights. Pass ahead to Keel. Dug out by Taylor. Hits it over the net. Dug out by the Knights. Here comes Timmerman. And Carly Taylor with the block party for the point for the Rockets. And they go up 4-2. Oh, my goodness. What action here. Blush Boutique in downtown Eddyville. Find your official Rocket gear there. They're open Tuesdays through Saturdays as Celine Bush is ready to send it over. Nice serve by Celine. Dug out by the Rockets. Here comes a hit over. Dug out by the Knights. Back smash. Block party. And it's out of bounds. Good job by McKinley Moore and Carly Taylor to block that one on that play. 5-2 goes the Rockets.
Yeah, the Rockets are doing a really good job of reading where Keel is going this game and done a good job of blocking her so far.
Rockets serving with Bush. She gets it over. Rockets set with Schaefer. Over to Carly Taylor. She puts it down to go up 6-2 here in the fourth set. Alexis Nace is still listening in. Thank you very much. And the Dowdies are listening in, giving a shout out to Taylor Leffler. Celine Bush hits it over. And they hit it into the net. They tried to get a little dink over, and it was not handled by Timmermans. And the Rockets get another point, 7-2. You got to keep the ball rolling right here, Coach Sands. Bush hits it over. Pass up ahead. Dug out by Boffer. Pass over to the other side. Timmermans is blocked. Carly Taylor with another block at the net. What a job by Taylor.
Yeah, the Rockets are doing a great job. Carly Taylor was right there. As Timmermans was tried the quick hit instead of setting the ball, and Carly was all over it.
All right, here comes another block party that gets back over to the Knights side. Hits it over, dug out by Boffer. Pass over to Carly Taylor. She puts it down. Rockets lead 9-2 as Dustin Doughty says hello from Albia. And the Knights are going to take a TO. You're listening to Rocket Volleyball right here on KIIC 96.7.
Carly Taylor says, I am not ready to go home.
Wellness. And a shout out to Double D Repair there. Thank you, Dustin, for being a sponsor of Rocket Athletics. Mr. Ellerston, Mr. Miner, and the Rocket Corral is supporting the girls. Keep going. Y'all can do it. You betcha. And Cargill of Eddyville wishing all the farmers a safe and bountiful harvest. Call Cargill to market your grain at 800-515-1105 as the Rockets were able to get another point, 10-2.
I think that was Paige Schaefer who had the block that time.
She's got some hops. Bush hits it over. Dug out. And it's out of bounds on the hit by Unity Christian, and the Rockets lead 11-2. Keep that train a-rolling, girls. 11-2 goes the score here at the U.S. Cellular Center. Bush hits it over. Dug out over there by the Knights. Boyer with it. Schaefer to Carly Taylor, and there's another point. There's another point by Carly Taylor. 12-2 goes the Rockets. Oh, my goodness gracious. In the fourth set, the Rockets are on a roll. They need to keep their
moving our feet defensively, and that's helping us get some good offensive attacks this game.
Celine Bush hits it over. Set coming up. Dug out by the Rockets. Good job by Boffer. Here comes a hit, and it's out. It's out. The Rockets get another point and go up 13-2. Oh, that was close to the sideline here, but it was called out.
Yeah.
And the Rockets keep the wheels a-moving. Celine Bush hits it over. Dug out by the Knights. Here comes Keel. She's blocked, and it falls to the ground. And that stops a run of what, Coach Sands? 10 points, straight points by the Rockets?
That sounds about right. I think it was 3-2 when we started that run.
All right. Here comes the serve. Boyer sets to Carly Leffler. Oh. Taylor, Carly Taylor with the slam. My gosh, she got above the net and pounded that puppy home.
She almost bounced that one through the Casey's famous pizza sign.
All right, Carly Taylor now with the serve. Here comes, just about had it. Boyer just about had a save there as Mrs. Carlson's science class is listening in. Thank you so much for listening to KIIC. The speech team is listening in as the Rockets get a set over here to Boffer. She taps it over. Dug out by the Knights. Pass ahead. It's hit and tipped. And a point goes towards the Unity Christian team, 14-5. Speech team is showing their support for the Rockets. Thank you, kids. Here comes a serve. Boyer is able to dig it. Boffer hits it over. Nice and deep. Here comes a set. Tried to block it, but no. Schaefer with the tap over. Good job by the Knights as they dig. Here comes a hit. It's blocked back into the Knights' side. And it hit too far, and it's out. Rockets with another point and go 15-5. Mrs. Adamson's advisory in sixth period is saying howdy do. Keep those texts coming. All right, Boyer with the serve. Set over here to come. Dug out by Boyer. Pass up ahead to Boffer. She gets up. And it's in. Oh, they're going to call it out. Doggone it. It hit the net, and then it bounced out of bounds on the other side.
Looked like it rolled off the antenna and then fell out of bounds.
Kaylin Webster with another shout-out. Are you doing anything back home, Kaylin? Glad you're listening to Rocket Volleyball here. As they need to get it over in three, they do with Leffler hitting it over. There's a quick set, and Taylor couldn't pancake that one. 15-7 is the score, and the Rockets need to stem the tide. KJ McCray is practicing golf, he says, in my classroom. I can't hardly believe that. As a pass by Schaefer is a little too close to the net for Leffler, and she couldn't make that play. All right. Morgan Sanders is listening in. Thank you so much for being on KIIC as the Rockets need to get a point here. Boffer puts it down as I speak. Sadie Boffer hits it to make it 16-8. As Paige Schaefer is going to come to serve.
I hope KJ keeps that golf practice in your room and doesn't decide to practice in my room next period.
I think he's just putting. I think that's what happened. Schaefer hits it over. Dug out by the Knights. Set pass is hit. Good job by Taylor. Schaefer with it. Boffer. Nope, it's Alexander. Gets it over. Here comes a smash by the L, and it finds the floor. They just had a little podunk dink over, and nobody was there at home for the Rockets to make it 16-9 Rockets. Mr. Overton, 6 hour, says, go Rockets, you girls got this. Rocket Nation number one. All right, here comes the serve. Dug out by Boyer. Hit ahead. Boffer's got to get it over. She does. Here comes the Knights with it. A hard hit, and there's a pancake by Boyer, but she couldn't quite get all of it. And the Knights creep within 16-10. They got to stem the tide here. Stop this mini run by the Knights. There's a hit. Leffler. Schaefer with it. Alexander hits it. Dug out by the Knights. set pass coming up. Tapped over by Keel. Schaefer now. Loeffler with the smack, and down it goes. A nice play by Loeffler to put it down for a point.
Yeah, much better job that time as Taylor got that set in the middle instead of trying to cut it to her outside. She came across it and pulled it down to the left this time and put it down with authority.
Buffer sends it across the way. Dug out by the Knights. Tapped over. Schaefer with the set over here to Carly Taylor. She hits it too far. She couldn't quite time that one and sent it across the baseline.
Yeah, that was a tough play for Carly as she was in the middle to take that first pass. And when she set it up to Paige, she had to try to run all the way to the outside to get underneath of it and got too far underneath.
17-11. The Rockets are up here, but Community Christian is serving as Loeffler sends it over. Carly Taylor tries a block. Pass to Taylor. Hits the net. Dug out by the Knights. Pass over. Mr. Ellerston's class is cheering them on. Thank you. Boyer digs. Schaefer with the set. Carly Taylor. Oh, that was not a very good execution on Taylor's part as she just tapped it over, but it got smacked back in her face. And the Unity Christian creeps within four now, 17-13. And we've got a timeout here with the Rockets. We'll just keep it right here and try to catch our breath. Whew. My goodness gracious. The Fremont Funeral Chapel. When a loved one passes, you can count on the Fremont Funeral Chapel to provide you with honest, dependable professional assistance through a difficult time. Fremont Funeral Chapel will be able to take your stressful situation, bring a calming effect. Call the Fremont Funeral Chapel the next time you're in need. 933-4315. And the Eddyville Market has groceries, sub sandwiches, liquor, fresh meats, and soft serve ice cream. Don't miss their daily luncheon specials from Alan and Jolene Hauser and the gang. Check out Stephanie Joe's Corner as well with her Muddy Earl line of clothing and Swan Creek purse selection. Downtown Eddyville, 969-5549. And Shelly Sweets Treats. Shelly Sweets can make your day complete. Cupcakes, cakes, cookies, pies for your special occasion. Custom orders for weddings, showers, baby arrivals. Call today at 660-7344. Place an order today for the best sweets this side of the Mississippi. As we're back in action here with the Rockets ahead, 17-13. And Carly Taylor couldn't get the kill down. And Boyer is a little bit too far back. And Taylor Loeffler, oh, Carly Taylor is able to hit it back over, but it's too far out. And the Knights creep within three, 17-14 here. Whew. Wet volleyball action here as they got to get a side out. Loeffler digs. Pass up to Carly Taylor. She hits it over. Dug out by the Knights. They hit it up ahead. Keel hits it over. Schaefer with the pass. Loeffler with the tap over. Dug out. Set up the pass for Keeler. No. Schaefer passing it now to Carly Taylor. And it's blocked out of bounds. Woo, baby, that was close. Point goes to the Rockets, 18-14.
Yeah, both teams are playing well right now. Defensively doing a nice job covering. Offensively getting some pretty good attacks.
Loeffler sends it across. Dug out by the Knights. Pass over here. Tapped at the net by the Rockets, and it falls to the floor. Almost blocked at the net, but a point goes towards the Knights. 18-15, Rockets lead. They need a side out here as Noteboom is going to be serving it up. Here comes a hit. Boffer set. Carly Loeffler. Carly Taylor, excuse me, is able to put it down. Oh, my goodness. I'm in awe at the power that she's able to display on her spikes. My gosh.
Yeah, when you get her the ball on the inside, she just is way above the net.
Celine Bush hits it over. Dug out by the Knights. And it was blocked at the net by Carly Taylor, and another point for the Rockets. 20-15. Keep it on the roll, girls. Keep it on the roll. Celine Bush to serve it up. It hits it over. Dug out by the Knights. Set up. Boyer is able to save it. miss hit on the set, but there's another miss hit on the other side. The Rockets get a nice point there, 21-15, Coach Sands.
I'm not sure what happened there. It looked like McKinley Moore thought that was going to be set over the top of her, and nobody else was behind her to take that set. And Hagen just had to dump it back in the corner, but it ended up in a good spot.
All right, Rockets now with a nice, easy set coming, and they tap it over. Good job by the Knights, and it's spiked down. Wow, number five, Keel, came up and came out of nowhere to put that puppy down for the Knights. 21-16, the Rockets lead here in the fourth, a game that they've got to have.
Here's where we just need to do a good job of serve receiving, one good pass to the setter, and a good set to give our offense a good opportunity.
Boyer with the dig. Schaefer with the back set to McKinley Moore, and she hit it out. McKinley Moore with too much power, adrenaline on that one, 21-17. Come on, girls, let's get a side out here. Mr. Thompson's class and checking things out from the sixth hour. Here comes a hit. Boyer with the dig. Schaefer with the set. Carly Taylor taps it over. Dug out by the Knights. Hit over and hit into the net. Point Rockets, 22-17, as Taylor is going to come and serve. I don't know about you, but I don't want pins and needles. Taylor hits it over. Dug out by the Knights. Pass up ahead. Tapped. Saved. Boffer with the hit. Saved by the Knights. Hit over. Tapped into the net. 23-17 with Carly Taylor serving. And the Knights are going to call a TO. We'll keep it right here, Coach Sands. Oh, my goodness gracious. I love a chance to catch my breath.
Yeah, this has been some pretty amazing volleyball action here today. You can tell these two teams are really matched well together. One ranked number four, one ranked number five. You would think this is going to be...
D&D Outdoors, with the purchase of any gun, you can purchase a brick of hard-to-find 22 caliber ammo. Deer season is just about upon us. Get your deer hunting license right there at D&D. And also, get your spot reserved for taxidermy to be done right there at D&D. For all types of wildlife, see D&D Outdoors in downtown Eddyville. As Taylor sends it, Keel with a kill. Well, actually, that was Timmermans, I believe, was the kill there. Nice job out of her as she was able to wind up and send it down to stop the tide. 23-18. Rockets need to get it back. Boyer with it. Schaefer up ahead to Boffer. She hits it over. Dug out by the Knights. And miss hit. And they will get a point. The Rockets will. 24-18. And at set point, it's going to be a huge, huge point right here, right now. Hagen Boyer to serve it over. Sends it over. Dug out by the Knights. Pass ahead. Nice save by Carly Taylor. Set, and Schaefer must have got underneath the net there just a little bit. She was going backwards, and she lost her balance just a skosh. 24-19. Rockets need to get this side out right here. Here comes the serve. Taylor digs. Schaefer passes over to Leffler. She puts it in. It's dug out by the Knights. Pass up ahead, dug out by Carly Taylor. Carly Taylor with a hit from the back row. Sends it over, dug out by the Knights. Pass ahead, Boyer with a dig. Schaefer sets it for Leffler. Hit back right into the Rockets. Good job by Sadie Boffer. Here comes a hit by the Knights. Nice dig by Carly Taylor. Hit over by Boffer, and the Rockets win. The Rockets win 25-19 to go to a fifth game. You're listening to Rocket Volleyball right here on KIIC 96.7 FM.
We'd like to thank those of you who are involved in agriculture. Ag people feed the world. But our farmers and ranchers don't always get appreciated for their dedication. It takes a lot of hard work to make crops grow, and it takes a lot of guts to put it all on the line and face conditions that are not always cooperative. We support agriculture by investing in it with loans for operations, equipment, and livestock. First Iowa State Bank, member FDIC, Albia and Eddyville. Then, now, and always.
Leffler Dirt Works is there for all your bulldozing, excavating, and tiling needs. Call Chad at 641-226-2231. Leffler Dirt Works has the latest technology with GPS-guided dozers to provide precise guidance in all your projects. Call Chad at 641-226-2231 for all your earth-moving projects, including ponds and terraces. That's Leffler Dirt Works at 641-226-2231.
We are back live from the U.S. Cellular Center in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. Pat Powers with Jeff Sands, and we are just about ready for set number five, do or die, winner take all, points to 15, got to win by two, and the Rockets have been able to battle back. They were down one game to none, came back to tie it at one. They were down two games to one, to tie it at two, and now we got the tiebreaker, Coach Sands, who can't get any better than this.
Yeah, this has just been amazing volleyball, both doing momentum swinging back and forth, and both teams gutty volleyball right now, just getting down and coming fighting their way back. And this is going to be an exciting game number five.
Victoria Venoni listening in. Also, Kaylin Webster checking in again. Thank you very much. Shut them down, Rockets. So hard to be quiet in the library. Such an exciting match. Cheryl Talbert with Katie Larkin, who's working in the Indian Hills Library, too. Thank you so much for listening in. And Mrs. Adamson's advisory is checking things out as well. All right. Jolene Long, Hopkins family in the hospital from Columbus, Mo. Thanks for a co-worker, Joe Millage, and his great team for a great broadcast, making it so that we can listen. You betcha, Jolene. We appreciate you for listening in. And Mrs. Walker, you're giving us all a heart attack. Mrs. Strunk and Mrs. Walker, well, if you think you're having a heart attack, guess what happening with me? Carter and Morgan are listening in. Thank you so much for checking out KIIC, both on the 96.7 FM and on the World Wide Web as we go to set number five. First serve is going to be for Unity Christian, dug out by the Rockets. Carly Taylor with a hit, dug out by the Knights, passed up ahead, passed over. Rockets should be able to handle this one. Boyer to Schaefer. Here comes Boffer, and it's blocked right back into her face, and the Unity Christian Knights go up 1-0. In this game, every point is so doggone important here, Coach Sands, as you only have to play to 15. Hit over Boyer, digs, Schaefer, passes, Carly Taylor, hit at the net, and it's mishit from there. 2-0 goes the Knights here. As I got another text message, I got to check out. Louis Winkleman and Jake Long. Point here. Leffler sends it, but it's dug by the Knights. Here comes Keel with it, and she finds the floor. 3-0. Very quickly goes the Knights here in the fifth. And the Rockets got to get a side out, and Coach Jensko takes a TO right then and there. Coach Sands, what have you been seeing?
Yeah, this is a lot of momentum, quick buildup here by the Knights that you don't want to let get rolling. Good time out there by Coach Jensko to kind of rally the troops. Tell them, you know, just calm down, relax. You got to move your feet on defense, pass the ball, get back into that rhythm we had there in game four. Did a nice job of passing and getting the offense set up, and that's what we need to get back to.
Heather Scharf checking in. Music appreciationers say, go Rockets with Dr. Overton. Thank you for listening in. Jake Long checking in as well. Thank you for listening in on KIIC 96.7. As the Rockets are down 3-0 here in the fifth, tied at two. Here comes the serve, dug by the Rockets. Schaefer with the pass. Hit over by Alexander, but smacked right back in her face. Dug by the Rockets. Boffer hits it over. Pass ahead to the front line. Here comes Keel, dug out by the Rockets. Schaefer hits it to Leffler, and she is able to get a hammer down and a point for the Rockets there. The point number one, 3-1. We got to keep it rolling here with Boffer serving.
Yeah, now both big guns, Carly Taylor and Keel for Unity Christian in the front row. It's going to be a battle right here.
All right. Boffer with a nice serve. Pass up ahead is mishandled. Rockets are able to get it over here. Leffler, hits it over. Here comes Keel with it. She taps it over. Dig by Schaefer. Hit over by the Rockets. What a nice job by them girls. Here comes Keel with a big hit, and it finds the floor. And the Knights go up 4-1 here in the fifth. Oh, my goodness gracious. We got to get some points here, and I don't mean maybe. Gabby Strasser listening in, and the Lamb kid from Study Hall, thank you for listening in. As there's a hit, and it's going to be a point to the Rockets. Good job by Leffler as she wound up and smacked that ball. It was blocked out of bounds. 4-2, but the Rockets will be serving here with Leffler. She sends it over. Dug out. Pass to Keel. She hits the net cord. Dug out by the Rockets. Schaefer with it. Tapped over by Taylor. Dug out. Pass up ahead. Keel with it. She puts it down. Mr. Ellerson's class, Shayla Veldhuizen, Sarah Davidson, checking things out here at KIIC. Katie Larkin is checking things out at the Indian Hills Library. Listening in. Thank you, EBF graduate, as Keel sends it over. Doug, pass. McKinley Moore hits it over. Dug out by the Knights. Here comes a block at the net, but the Rockets still have to play it. Here comes a hit by Leffler. It's dug out by the Knights. Pass across court is tapped up. Saved by the Rockets. Pass ahead to Carly Taylor, and she gets it down. Carly Taylor coming to life. 5-3 goes the score. And the Rockets are serving. We got to keep that ball rolling here, Coach Sands. As Celine Bush comes in to send it over the net at a big possession right here. Bush hits the net court. It goes over. Set is set over. Here comes Carly Taylor's got to save it. Four hits. Oh, bad passing on that particular one. And the Rockets missed a golden opportunity to get a point.
Yeah, it was a tough pass, and a set was way far outside, and Carly tried to bring it back across but couldn't get the angle.
Timmermans with a nice serve. Hit over. Rockets scrambling across the way here. Carly Leffler hits it. And a hit by number 7. Blankenspor puts it down for a big point. 7-6 goes the score for the Knights as the Rockets have got to stem the tide here. Timmermans hits it over. Dug by Boyer. Pass up ahead. It's blocked at the net. Two hits. There's going to be the call, and the Rockets get the side out. 7-4. And the Rockets need to get some points here, and I don't mean maybe on a roll. All right. Got a couple of texts coming in. Try to get these in here. The sixth graders at Eddyville Attendance Center checking in as the Rockets have got to defend the net. They do. McKinley Moore with a nice kill. Good job, McKinley Moore. 7-5 goes the Rockets.
Yeah, good defense up that time of the net by the Rockets, putting it back a couple different times.
All right. Here comes a serve. Dug out by the Knights. Pass over on the right side. Hit over into the net. I thought so. It's four hits. Calvin and Amy Van Genderen are checking in. Thank you so much for listening in on KIIC. Bailey Sanders, Mason T, and Mason Roberts checking in. Hopefully you're yelling and screaming for the girls to get a point here. As here comes the hit. It's mishit. And the Rockets do indeed get a point. Good job. The Rockets are down 7-6 here in the fifth.
No, that point just tied it up.
Tied at 7. Thank you, Coach Sandy. Doggone math teachers anyway. I can't keep track of the score. All right. Here comes the Knights in a little bit of a disarray. Dug out over there by the Rockets now. Schaefer with the back pass. It's hit over. Saved by the Knights. Pass over on the left side. Hit Boyer with the dig. Schaefer with the set. Carly Taylor hits it over. And here comes a hit by the Rockets. Excuse me, the Knights, and they are able to find the floor, 8-7, and they will be serving, the Knights will be, here in the fifth. Oh, just about halfway there. All right, here's a serve. Boyer digs, Schaefer sets, on the back set to McKinley Moore. She hits it over, saved by the Knights, and they get a kill on their side there. 9-7 goes the Knights here in the fifth, as their head coach has given them the what for, given them the power sign, hit it to five, and that's Boyer. Last year they picked on her a lot. This year she's much able to take care of business, as the Rockets have it. Schaefer with the set over here to Boffer, and she's hit at the net. She's blocked at the net for a point for the Knights, and they go up 10-7. And the Knights are on a roll after that tie, 7-7. They've got three here, and Coach Jensko is going to call a TO. We'll send it back to you at the studio. You're listening to Rocket Volleyball right here on KIIC 96.7.
Double D Repair, southeast of Albia, is an ag and construction equipment repair shop. Bring it to us or we'll come to you. Double D has on-site repair. Call 641-777-6754 for line boring, bore welding, and repairs for dozers, excavators, tractors, combines, and all of your large and small equipment repairs. Call Double D Repair, 641-777-6754. I am Dustin Dowdy. I am Double D Repair.
Back here at the U.S. Cellular Center at the High Fidelity on KIIC, the Rockets down 10-7. Need to get a side out right here. The dig from Boyer. Boffer with the hit. Knights are able to dig it, and they are out. And there's the point, the side out. It's 10-8, and that's what the Rockets were needing right there. Dylan Howard is taking a math test. Get your nose to the grindstone there, buddy, and take that test. Hagen Boyer with it now. Needs to get it in. She does. Dugout. Pass. Set. Hit by Boyer. Pass by Schaefer. Loeffler with the smash. Saved by the Knights. Play at the net. And the Rockets are in the net. And they'll call the point.
They called Unity Christian in the net.
Called on Unity Christian. Excellent. 10-9. The Rockets are serving. They're down by one. Malia Williams is checking things out in the hallway there as Boyer sends it across. Dug out. Pass over here on the left side. Hit over. Dug out by the Rockets. Schaefer with a Loeffler tap. Dug out by the Knights. Pass over on the right side. Hit it over. Carly Taylor with a dig. Schaefer with the set. And a smack over by Taylor. And a quick dinker is fielded by the Rockets. Boffer with a big hit, and it's down. Sadie Boffer wound up and smacked that puppy down to tie it at 10. And the timeout that was called by the Rockets was answered with three straight points, and now it's a timeout for Unity Christian. We'll keep it right here. And Coach Sands, you got to love the attackness of the Rockets there and the stick-with-itness. They're not going to go away easy. The Rocket girls are... Hey, Mr. Sands. Oh, Sands, I'm hiding in Tori's notebook. I don't know what that means, but he's KJ McCray. I'm not quite sure what he's talking about there.
They have notebooks in my room that they do a problem of the day every day, and KJ and Jace Glosser like to hide Tori's so she can't find it every day when they come into class.
Yeah, that's not very nice. The freshman out of Cedar, Iowa, she's playing her heart out here on the floor. The game is tied. We're in the fifth set. You cannot get any more action-packed volleyball action going right here, right now on KIIC. The Rockets, it would be great to reel off five straight points right here with the sophomore. Hagen Boyer sends it across, dug out by the Knights. Back pass. Hit, blocked at the net, and the Rockets do indeed get one of those points, 11-10. What a job by the Rockets there.
Yeah, good defense that time, putting that block right back in their face. Unity Christian couldn't get the ball back up after the block.
All right. Here comes Boyer again. She hits it. It's dug out. Pass over on the left side to Keel. She hits it over. Dug out by Boyer. Schaefer with the set. Leffler smacks it down. It was tipped, but no. They call it out, and it's tied at 11. I thought it was tipped there at the line.
It looked like it might have been tipped too, but none of the four officials saw it. So it was hard to tell from here.
All right, Jessica Timmerman's going to send it over. Dug out by Taylor. Leffler with the smack, and she sends it to the moon. Out of bounds, and the Knights go up 12 to 11. And it's nitty-gritty time here for the Rocket Girls. Got to get a side out. Timmermans hits it over. Doug, pass. Leffler taps it over. Dug out. Set pass coming up on the left side to Keel. She puts it down. Nice job by Boyer. She hits it over. Dug out by the Knights. There it is by Keel. And they smell the blood in the water at 13 to 11.
Looked like there might have been a carry back here on Unity Christian to try to return that ball, but no call there again. Rockets just keep not having an answer for Keel.
All right, Timmerman sends it over. Got to have a side out right here. Here comes Boffer with it. It's dug out by the Knights. Passed over on Keel's side. Dug out by Carly Taylor. Leffler with it. Blocked back into the Rockets' side. Here comes Boffer. Hits it. Set. Over to the Rockets' side. Dug. Leffler hits it out. Oh, no. Leffler hits it too hard. And now we're at game point set match. 14 to 11. And the Rockets have got sends it over. Doug. Pass it. Carly Taylor, and she hits it out. And the Knights of Unity Christian win 15 to 11 here to take the match 3 to 2. The Rockets had a valiant effort, but weren't quite able to stick with them. The number 4 team in the state of Iowa puts down the number 5 team, Eddyville Blakesburg Fremont, in a thrilling 5-set match. We'll send it back to the studio for a few more commercials. You're listening to Rocket Volleyball right here on KIIC 96.7 FM.
Double D Repair, southeast of Albia, is an ag and construction equipment repair shop. Bring it to us or we'll come to you. Double D has on-site repair. Call 641-777-6754 for line boring, bore welding, and repairs for dozers, excavators, tractors, combines, and all of your large and small equipment repairs. Call Double D Repair, 641-777-6754. I am Dustin Dowdy. I am Double D Repair.
When you do your shopping locally, you get to know the merchant, and the merchant knows you. It's a relationship based on trust and friendship. When you shop locally, you're not only getting the best in personal service, you're also helping our local economy. When it comes to personal service, the choice is easy. Shop locally. First Iowa State Bank, member FDIC. Albia at Eddyville. Then, now, and always.
All right, we're back here in the post game. U.S. Cellular Center, where the Rockets lose a heartbreaker in 5 sets. And I'm trying to catch up with my text here. Victoria Vanoni doesn't understand volleyball, but she says, let's go, girls. Appreciate that. Logan Street and Luke Sutton are listening in from English class. Sunny Golden giving me a text message and a shout out. What a great job by the kids there back home. The Rocket faithful here, the Rocket Nation back home. Just a fantastic ball game. The Rockets lost the first set 25 to 19 to be down 1 to nothing. They came back to tie it to make it 1-1. They lost the next set, the third set, 27 to 25. To make it 2-1 Unity Christian. They come back with a vengeance to take that fourth game 25 to 19 with their backs up against the wall and then they actually took the lead in the fifth game, only to lose that momentum as Keel was able to be on the front line for the Knights, and she was able to make some hay, and they win 15-11 on that final score. Coach Sands, what a gutsy effort by the Rocket squad.
Yeah, that was probably one of the best matches I've seen, not only this year but last year as well. I mean, both teams playing well, getting down and fighting back into the match on both sides. And like you said, just a gutsy effort both directions. Rockets have nothing to hang their heads about there. They played well and fought hard. Both teams were pretty evenly matched. Like I said before, ranked 4 and 5 in Class 2A. And Rockets at the end just didn't quite have an answer for Keel.
Indeed they didn't, as we want to thank our fine sponsors. But first, you know, looking ahead to next year, you've got four seniors that are going to be walking out the door. You hate to think about what might be next year. Of course, last year, Tasha Alexander was the main cog that was lost, so the Rockets were in pretty decent shape this year with four seniors, three of them contributing heavily. I was quite impressed with Celine Bush tonight. She didn't have any service errors on the evening. How fantastic was that? Sadie Boffer was able to make some big plays and big points, both from serving and from the defensive side. And, of course, the setter, Paige Schaefer, she's going to have to be replaced. Four-year starter, you just don't say, okay, let's insert somebody. They're going to have to find somebody to fill those shoes.
Yeah, early on in the match, there were a couple service errors that kind of took away momentum, a couple big points. But all in all, as the match wore on, the Rocks did a great job of getting their serves in, doing a good job of moving around defensively. And when they did get down, they didn't give up. They fought hard. They kept themselves battle back into every one of the games, at least two of them going into overtime, and then winning that fourth one 25-19. It was just a heck of a match.
You know, looking back now at the ball game, the third set, in my opinion, was the big one. Rockets lost by 27-25. They were right in it till the end there. If you switch that, flip-flop that around, the Rockets had a little bit more momentum at 2-1 as opposed to playing behind. But when they were down 2-1, they clawed back to tie that puppy up at 2-2, 25-19. And then that fifth set just goes so quickly when they only have to play to 15 points. The Knights of Unity Christian were able to get on a roll there at the end. Even after the Rockets were up 11-10, they went on a 5-0 roll there to finish that puppy out. And, you know, you just coulda, woulda, shoulda type thing. You just wonder how great that would have been if they were able to make it to the semifinal game again this year.
Yeah, that's kind of the tough thing about volleyball. If it does go all the way to five matches, you know, it's kind of a hard pill to swallow when you've battled hard for four games and then only get to play to 15 in that fifth match, because, you know, the way that those games went, they were back and forth and some big lead changes. Team, we were up 6 or 7 points, 10 points there early in the fourth match. Unity Christian battled back, and it was just back and forth. And you never know, if you go another 10 points and play to 25 in that fifth match, what might happen with the momentum swinging both directions.
Conference champions again. When you think about their record of three losses, they only had one loss to a 2A school, and that was today to Unity Christian. They lost to Ankeny Centennial early in the season when Ankeny Centennial was number one rated in 5A. Of course, they're here at the tournament as well. And then that second loss was to the Harlan Cyclones. That was in a tournament up at Newton. And, of course, Harlan is rated number one in 4A, and they are here as well at the tournament. So nothing to hang your head about. Like you said, Coach Sands, fantastic season with the girls there. Real quick shout-out once again to our sponsors, Blush Boutique, Angie Lobrick in downtown Eddyville. You can find your official Rocket gear right there in downtown Eddyville at Blush Boutique. Leffler Dirtworks for all type of dirt work needs. Leffler Dirtworks is able to get the job done right with precise guided GPS system. Remember, farmers, you can call Chad at 641-226-2231. Get that pond built before winter sets in, terrace construction, or field tiling. Veldhuizen Chiropractic and Wellness in downtown Eddyville. Dr. Dustin Veldhuizen will provide you with the comfort you're looking for through his skilled care and wellness program. Veldhuizen Chiropractic works with all types of insurance plans to make it easier for you. Stop in today and get to see the team at Veldhuizen Chiropractic. Fremont Funeral Chapel, when a loved one passes, count on Fremont Funeral Home to provide you with honest, dependable, and professional assistance through a difficult time. Fremont Funeral Chapel will be able to take your stressful situation, bring a calming effect. Call the Fremont Funeral Chapel the next time you're in need at 641-933-4315. And the Eddyville Market and Deli. The market has groceries, sub sandwiches, liquor, fresh meat, soft serve ice cream. Don't miss their daily luncheon specials, which are just fantastic and out of this world, from Alan and Jolene Hauser and the gang. Check out Stephanie Joe's Corner as well with their Muddy Girl line of clothing and Swan Creek purse selection. Downtown Eddyville at 969-5549. And Shelly Sweets, in need of a sweet treat? Call Shelly Sweets to make your day complete. Cupcakes, cakes, cookies, pies for your special occasion. Custom order for weddings, showers, and baby arrivals. Call today at 641-660-7344. Place your order for the best sweets this side of the Des Moines River. And don't forget, on November 22nd, she will be down at Blakesburg for their PTO vendor fair at the Blakesburg Elementary Gym. D&D Outdoors, buy, sell, trade firearms or ammunition. With any purchase of a gun, you can purchase a hard-to-find brick of .22 caliber ammo. Deer season is close by, and you get your deer hunting license right there at D&D. You can also get your reservation in for a spot to get your taxidermy done at D&D Outdoors. For all types of wildlife, see D&D Outdoors in Eddyville. Eddyville Builders has a tremendous reputation for fine construction or remodeling of your home or business. No job is too big or too small. Call Scott Greer today for an estimate of your dream plans at 641-777-2183. Eddyville Builders, a proud sponsor of Rocket Athletics. And another sponsor, Ozinga Feed Service, your local Kemp feed dealer. Marv and Sandy Ozinga provide quality feed products for all your livestock needs. Ask about custom feed mixes as well. Let your next grand champion eat nothing but the best from Ozinga Feed Service, located south out of Oskaloosa on Highway 23 at 673-8863. And Double D Repair. Repairing equipment can be expensive at times. Check out Double D Repair and Albia the next time you're in need of fast, honest, dependable service. Double D Repair can get the job done right the first time. Double D Repair is a proud sponsor of Rocket Volleyball. And Sand Ridge Tire and Auto. Tires, shocks, batteries, all types of auto repair. Look no further than Sand Ridge Tire and Auto. Jeremy Lobrick can get the job done right the first time. Find the selection you need to keep your car running right. You've made a big investment. Now take care of it by bringing it to Sand Ridge Tire and Auto Repair, located on Kirby Avenue, north of Eddyville. And also, Cargill of Eddyville helped sponsor us tonight, as well as the First Iowa State Bank. And Coach Sands, any final thoughts here before we sign off?
It's been a tremendous season. The Rockets, one of the best volleyball seasons I think we've seen, even though last year we did happen to win the first round of state. This is just as equally good a season for the girls. Another conference championship, advancing to the state tournament. Girls should be proud of themselves.
Malia and Desiree checking in here. I'm trying to catch up with Jordan Hawk and Bo Baker. And Kayla Glosser checking in with the text as well. Sonny Gonzalez is saying hello. And Sarah Mister had the first one, and she has the last text of the day. Sarah Mister. So close to getting into the semifinals this year as well. And we're just happy as punch to be on KIIC. Thank Joe Millage for having faith in us to bring you the action live on KIIC 96.7 and on the World Wide Web at www.kiicradio.com. The next big sports item will be Albia Blue Demons. They'll be rocking the Unidome on Saturday with their semifinal football game. And be listening in for all that action there, as they'll have a tremendous pregame and everything else on 96.7. For Jeff Sands, this is Pat Powers, and we want to say thank you so much for listening in. And until next time, so long, everybody. Thanks for listening to Rocket Volleyball on KIIC.
Again. Again, the gray skies are gone. You're back in my arms. Now where you belong, the love. Is living again, and nothing else matters. We're together again, and nothing else matters. We're together again.
A getaway like no other. A super inclusive trip for two to Breezes, Bahamas.